Hey, it's Russ Bain with Role Playing Public Radio. We are playing Warhammer 40K Imperium Maledictum, Session 3 of the Indius Mandate here on RPPR Actual Play. In the last session, our team of agents working for Nat, a powerful member of the Adeptus Administratum, landed on Castentu to the Hive City of Damnedain to set up their operation to capture three Psykers. For reasons. You know the reasons. They got secrets in their head. And you need all three to extract the secret. So you've secured a little base at the Orphanarium, and you've all decided to go after Nova, Psyker, who is currently with House Vandergaard in a fortress in the Factory Center, which is currently under siege by House Paxo, the other faction in the Civil War that is being fought on most of the planet. So, but before we get to that, you've had some time. We have events and endeavors to deal with. Let's see. And also, I forgot to look up character advancement stuff. That's the one thing I forgot. Have to do that, or somebody can look that up. Let's roll events. Who wants to roll for their random event first?
I guess I'll go first.
All right. Also characters. Noah, remind the listeners who your character is.
Hey, I'm Noah, and I am playing Kurt Nexil, Astra Militarum scout. I am the combat heavy character of this group, it seems.
Yeah, great. So
I am also the face of this group, apparently.
Yeah, everyone else made weird little guys.
And, I can talk to people.
Yeah.
I can't. So,
well, in fairness, Rabbit is not a little guy. Did we determine that Rabbit was like 6'2" or something like that?
Oh yeah,
so, yeah, like 6'1". Yeah. Look it. I think little guy is just it's a mentality. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a state of mind. It's not a state of size. Don't be sizist.
It's true.
An emotional guy.
All right, Kurt. What did you roll for your event?
My event is going to be 34.
Oh, no. Yeah, contagion. These high cities are they got a lot of bad air. Yeah, roll fortitude, -10.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Are you not particularly fortitude?
I'm not particularly hardy. Probably my worst skill.
Really?
Hard enough.
Yeah.
You're a social glass cannon.
You do have fate, or you can just start poison.
So my skill's 29 base. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 23, but then that -10 like really screwed me.
Right? Yeah. Unless there's some way you can spend fate to give yourself a bonus. All right. So you begin poison. What does poison do? That is here.
You are sick or unwell, poisoned, in parentheses, minor. You have disadvantage on strength and toughness tests. The maximum level you can achieve on any test is equal to your toughness bonus.
Yeah, poison, we'll say minor, major, obviously.
You become prone and incapacitated.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be... getting treated is something you can definitely do as an endeavor. That could be...
Yeah, I think that might be what I...
Yeah. All right. Life in the Imperium is never boring. So, next up, what do you, V, reintroduce your character to the listeners?
Absolutely. Everybody knows Rabbit at this point. You know her. You love her. She's indifferent about you, most likely. She's our Voidborn analyst, Astra Militarum. She is definitely the opposite of head empty, no thoughts. It is head full, all thoughts, all the time. Please don't interrupt her while she's thinking. She's fantastic and wonderful, and I love her. I think, yeah, she's just a little guy. She's just a little guy with an autoquill and an eidetic memory. So it's all it's right. Great.
Why don't you roll that event? The D100.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. What is 27? I'm hunted. 27.
Let's see here. Paranoia makes it difficult to rest. You begin the next mission fatigued. Yeah. I'll let you. Yeah, if you want to figure out who's watching you, you can make a roll to endeavor. That could be your endeavor. But otherwise, yeah, you're just being followed and tailed and watched. And it's, yeah, really helping that paranoia really develop really nicely. You really get in a really rich and developed case of paranoia.
You know what sucks about having an eidetic memory is you remember absolutely everything that you need to all the time. So all of the little pieces are falling into place, and I can connect all of the dots and follow all the little red strings that nobody else can follow because they can't remember them, but I can.
That eidetic memory must really make like those seventh grade gym class fails another level of laying awake at night in the bed, going over everything you've made a mistake on.
Too real, Kara. Oh my god. So fucking real.
So we'll say, yeah, it's fatigued minor. You have disadvantage on all tests until you can get a good night of sleep.
Oh god.
Or get some stims, get some drugs. Either way, it's fine. So next up, Kara, please. Oh. Who are you playing again?
I am playing Lim, who is a pariah or null, one of the incredibly rare humans that can't be impacted by the warp. They are arguably soulless, or maybe just ensouled in a very different way. But Lim is very strange, having been raised in a part of a hive city that actually fell off the bottom and into a crevice. So spent her entire life in the warring gangs, battling each other over water and the filth in the dark. So most concepts and things are new to her, but she's incredibly glad to be out of there and, you know, looking around and doing things.
All right, well, let's see what happens in your time prepping for the next mission.
Well, that's just an ad. That's not what I was looking for. Okay, I have it open. I rolled a 25. Is that Death in the Shadows?
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed.
An allied NPC is a close brush with death and turns to you for help. You may spend an endeavor to assist them in some way, strengthening their security, tracking down the attacker, otherwise working to prevent their death. If you fail to do so, your ally develops a grudge against you or may even turn up dead. So we'll obviously say it is Kali Wool, the old lady running the orphanarium. And she thinks there is a psyker out to get her. She's not quite sure, but she turns to you because you're the person who can deal with psykers. So you can think about whether or not you want to help her or if you want to do something else for your endeavor.
Absolutely. I hate psykers.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. And finally, Thad.
Hello. Yes, it is I, Thad. I am playing the Harrow, a weird looming psyker person who lived out in a isolated space station for a long time, using the warp to concoct their own brand of justice. Mm-hmm. And then got snapped up and, you know, does the bidding of the Emperor or whatever now. That's what I got going on. Hooray. Oh, I should roll the dice for the thing.
Yeah.
Let's go with... That is a 52. Favors repaid.
Ooh, you also get favors repaid. So, by the way, don't forget, let's say, Lim, that you also have favors repaid, which you got from last session. So you can cash that in whenever you have an idea of what you want to do with that. But, and same thing with you, the Harrow, you can figure out how you want to call that little asset in whenever you want. Just let me know.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's go to endeavors. Let's start with Rabbit. What endeavor do you want to, or I guess there are only a couple group endeavors, as we mentioned last time, and you could all agree to bolster the defenses of the orphanarium or do combat training, but Campaign of Whispers, I'm not really dealing with influence yet. So, yeah, but I'm assuming you all will have individual things you want to do. Certainly, Kurt has to go see a dummy, you know.
I mean, if we do one where we bolster the orphanarium, that would take care of me owing the lady, mm-hmm. of me owing the madame of the orphan. That's the wrong word.
Yeah, you made it worse. Good job.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Good job, Kara.
A little too grimdark. A little too grimdark. Pull up.
My mind grabbed a word, and it was not the one I think any of us wanted to hear.
You were thinking of Madame Web, the hot, popular superhero movie.
The breakout star of...
I know what I am. I know what I thought. But if we do that, then... Because what? There is a medical facility in the prison area, and that could help Kurt. By strengthening it, that we deal with a rabbit's paranoia, and mm-hmm. that's me paying back the... Oh, dear God. I don't want to say the word again.
The supervisor.
The headmaster.
The headmistress. Yeah, that's a better word, actually. The orphan broker.
Yeah.
Better be the broker than the breaker.
Broker is a better word
than madam. Yes.
It's better than orphan breaker because it implies the orphans are no longer being broken.
They stopped doing that a while ago. They realized breaking the orphans makes it, they're not as good fixing the machines anymore. You can't, mm-hmm. you know.
Although it really does help with the corpse food.
So the only thing is, if you decide, that would work, but you have to figure out who would treat a Kurt. So that'd either be one of you with Medicaid as a skill, or I would say there's a really bright kid there with a, certainly seems to know how to treat all the boo-boos and sicknesses. And she could take her into the secret jail and have her treat you there at their little medical clinic, which is more staffed to sedate and dissect prisoners than treat illnesses, but it's got all the basics. So yeah, so Kurt, how are you feeling about that plan?
You're not going to let a child heal me.
I could do it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I've got like a 54 in what? in yeah.
Ed, your outrage was shocking yet amusing.
I just didn't know that Rabbit knew healing.
Rabbit knows everything.
Good to know.
Rabbit knows all.
Rabbit can intuit enough.
All right, so you want to go with that?
Oh, sure.
All right, so you do bolster the defenses. I'll just have each of you kind of narrate what you're doing to help strengthen your little base of operations here. So yeah, we'll start with you, Lim. What are you doing to bolster the defenses?
I am making the entire orphanarium one of the most ominous places anyone has ever been. The children are in the back, but I have been sitting under a bush out front. Mm-hmm. Thinking of nothing, which means the aura that surrounds me of constant discomfort and unpleasantness has spread. Okay. So now no one wants to come to the orphanarium because it feels like the void is screaming.
Yeah, I would also say you definitely walk by patrolling the orphanarium pretty extensively. You've become very familiar with its grounds. You've also you've suppressed any latent or residual psych or energy. A warp energy from the secret inquisitorial prison in the basement.
Oh, I sleep there. It is the nicest place here. I do not understand why everyone is so upset about it. It's perfect. It's underground. It has water, has these nice individual rooms in it. It even has beds, which I think is very special. Mm-hmm. Do they have straps? Yes, but sometimes could
they
be necessary.
They have one for the staff too. That's not, where the door opens on the inside. Well, there's just one. Like all the other rooms, they only open from the outside. Yeah, they have padded rooms. One room that's just has a little scratched-in title called the Screaming Room. That's soundproofed. And then there's jails. Yeah. So you got thrown on the bus. So yeah. The Harrow. What about you? What are you doing to bolster the defenses?
I think I'm going to be, looking about for... Actually, I realized that I didn't... I think from training as my thing last session, I got, an advantage to awareness that I could spend. So I think I'm actually going to do that here, and I'm just going to thoroughly examine the premises for weaknesses.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to roll. You could just spend it, yeah. Because, yeah, you spot in... There's several weaknesses in the walls, and... Little like child size holes in the outer walls of this, children have been infiltrating in and out of this place for God knows how long. But you seal all those up and
don't seal them all up. Leave at least two open so that way they're all funneled to a place where we know where they're coming from.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Create an orphan kill box. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Rabbit, what about you?
You know, one of the biggest things when you come to be paranoid is that you start checking all the doors and the windows and making sure all the locks work. Because, there may be children-sized holes in places, but, it doesn't really matter if there is a hole or not if they can just, open windows or doors all willy-nilly. So, yeah, updating, fixing any broken locks
would
probably be the way to go for me.
There's quite a few, actually. And there's a bunch of supplies available. Lots of material easily scavenged, especially if you enlist the help of the kids. You could even make it into a little game of who can find the most, metal, scrap metal and other supplies. And put them to work, help them reinforce the doors and windows and everything. So yeah, that's yeah. And finally, Kurt, what about you?
I'm setting up booby traps.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Any particular, like pit traps, little tripwire kind of things?
Tripwires are probably like the most
effective,
I guess. Yeah, appropriate for where we're at, because I don't think I'm digging a pit in.
Oh yeah, it is a hive city. Yeah, I mean you could cut weld, you know, cut through a floor panel and then conceal it. Yeah, but yeah, tripwire things are pretty easy to do. So finally, Rabbit, give me that Medicaid test. You get plus 20 because you do have a clinic and a bunch of medical supplies.
Oh, well, I rolled a 33 right off the bat under 54. So, yeah.
You're feeling even better. Yeah, I'll give you advantage on a strength or toughness test for this session, Kurt.
You really rinsed out that blood.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
So I was looking at my Imperial Infantryman's primer. Where'd it go? Oh man, where'd it go? There it is. Bloodworms. Full blood transmission and flush out the worms with the vein drainer.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh.
Obviously that's definitely a thing that I would have been. I would have had training in too, so I'm just like, all right, Kurt, you know what time it is.
Oh no, it's vein draining time.
Oof, oof, oof.
Time for a vein enema.
Oh God! It was fine right up until you said that.
Was it?
It was better. Better then.
So you've reinforced the defenses of the orphanarium. They feel much more secure. Kali is definitely very happy that you know she'll be able to lock herself in, and you know she has a couple weapons on hand. There's a couple of adults helping this, and they have some basic weapons, a couple of rusty auto guns and knives and that kind of thing. So yeah, you head off. So you do find out that the Nova is at a fortress held by House Vandergaard. That's the side she's working for, and that fortress is currently under siege right now. So there are supply, because Damnedain is neutral, it's supplying both sides of the civil war. However, they've stopped all trains to the House Vandergaard side in the factory center because they're under siege and they don't want to get blown up by House, because once they leave the city limits, right, everything's fair game. So the only trains getting anywhere close to where you're going are going to the House Paxo Arms Depot, which is near the fortress, but it's, you know, you're on the other side of the, you know, so you have to figure out how to get from the depot into the fortress to get to Nova. So, but of course, first you have to get on the fucking train, right? You had time, so you know there's a couple different ways to you. There are open cars. You've watched the trains, and you can see that they have open cars and closed cars. And you can see scavengers jumping onto each train, coming back and forth. A lot more jumping on than are coming back. It's pretty risky being a scavenger in a war zone. But there's open cars. You could just jump into. That's pretty easy. You can also climb up onto the roof of these train cars. That's, you know, easy. Well, a little more challenging. And there's also the under. You do see a couple of scavengers go for the undercarriage of these rail cars to hide. And there are some. Yeah, but there are most of the other train cars are closed and locked. And those would be hard to get into an actual, unless you find some, you know, if someone forgot to lock a door, if you pick it or whatever, or you have that tool, or one of you has a tool that helps you pick locks. So yeah, how do you want to get on the train? And of course, you know that the train, there are enforcers on it. So to keep it from people from looting the shit, and to keep them train hobos from jumping on. So yeah, what are you thinking? Of course, once you're on the train, you can move around, obviously. And before you go, you could talk to the scavengers and try and get some local gossip or tips on how to get onto the train. Yeah, with like somebody, two of you have favors repaid, so that could be one way of doing that. Yeah,
I think so. I might burn mine to get some advice from some sort of train hopper that I helped in some manner.
All right, my handy Warhammer 40K Imperial Citizen name. Citizen name. Here we go. Argus Rascalus. So Argus, yeah, he is, he's, oh, you're helping the orphans out. That's good of you. The orphans need all the help I can get. I can see you're helping, making sure that none of them helping fix up the orphanarium. It's real nice of you. So you looking to get into the scavenger business?
No, we simply need the train in order to reach our grander imperial destiny.
Oh, oh. Well, that's a fancy way of talking about scavenging. The scavenger war zone is real good. It makes real good money. Oh, we get a lot of soldiers that way. It's real dangerous. So anyways, so you got to worry about the train man. That's your biggest problem there is he loves murdering us scavengers. But, you know, he can't be everywhere at once. And they're too cheap to hire enough. They can't get enough enforcers who can survive the train, too. Because, you know, if we're, there's enough scavengers. We'll gang up on him. But he's pretty, he used to be an Arbite, and he's a real mean son of a gun. So usually you just, the key is to figure out where he is and then not be there. Right now, once, if he catches somebody, he'll be distracted for a while. So that's your chance to move. So usually if there's multiple of you, if you can figure out some way to keep an eye on him, then you can all maneuver and coordinate around. You get it? So you can jump on an open car. If you're real ruthless, you can try and like lie to some of the other scavengers, get them to go into his path, and that will buy you some time. And but that's the key. So yeah, I just jump on the car because you don't want to miss your jump, and then you can kind of move from there. He kind of train man usually doesn't come out till the train's away from the city a bit. He's figured out if he chases people off the train, they'll just be back. So he waits until they're far enough away that they can't leave the train anymore. You know, and then he really goes after, especially when we go over one of them bridges over the toxic waste rivers.
Make it be removed in a more permanent capacity.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're really smart, you can get one of them. The one place he won't look is the explosive car. He's superstitious about being blown up. He's got a shock maul, and he thinks a shock maul can detonate if he uses it. He loves using the shock maul. It could ignite the explosive. So he avoids that like the plague. But, you know, of course, it is a car full of explosives. So don't use any fires in there. They're not real high quality explosives. So, yeah. Any other questions?
No, I believe that will be sufficient.
Yeah. Get on the look for their orange train cars with their serial numbers ending in X. Those are the good ones. Those are the shitty ones because they use them to move toxic waste. People avoid them.
All right. Well, I wish you well. Consider our debts balanced.
He gives you a little salute and goes sauntering off. So, yeah. So unless you, sounds like jump on the train. Well, yeah, the main thing is.
I informed the others of the relative safety and luxury offered by the toxic waste car and the explosive cars for dealing with the train man, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he did also tell you about a little bit about the train man's routine. So you can actually like stake him out and watch him as he gets on, watch him to see what train car he gets on first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as he goes forward, then jump onto a later car. So you know where he starts out. So yeah. So do you all want to just do that?
I mean, works for me.
All right.
Unless anyone has any other ideas.
All right. So you get the train yard. So you all hang back a bit. You don't need to make a check for this. You see the guy come out. He's wearing his, you know, carapace armor. He has the big shock maul, which is, again, is like a stun baton, but made for murdering people with electricity. Not so much the just knocking them out. He has a couple other weapons on. It's a big brutish guy, very sadistic grin on his face as he's chuckling to himself, clearly happy to start another round of hunting people for sport. And yeah, all of you wait a bit. You can see some scavengers jump on to various cars, but you wait for those orange cars and then you can smell them long before you can hear them. It is like a acrid, rotten egg kind of smell. And all of you give me is it athletics? What is the skill for jumping and moving and running?
Yeah, athletics.
Yeah, athletics. I'll give you plus 10 because the train is quite slow right now.
I think it could be dexterity.
Nope,
I have a better level in dexterity.
Dexterity well, yeah, but is hands.
Yeah, that's sleight of hand and pickpocketing and picking locks.
As somebody that very frequently runs into furniture that I placed in my own home, I would argue that dexterity is much more important to safety than many realize.
I'm not arguing that it's not important, but you're trying to match the speed of a train and pull yourself up. It is more brute force than finesse.
I rolled an 11.
Hey,
yeah.
You can haul someone else up if you want. If someone fails their check, as long as
I got
not...
a 2.
Hey,
damn!
I failed mine. My robes are too flappy.
Yeah,
I had to use a fate point, but I got a 39.
Okay,
41.
All right, so you use a fate point. You almost trip on a rock, but then you oh shit! I really need to make it. Surge forward with some adrenaline and hoist yourself up to the very bad smelling train car. And so I'll accept
Lim's help up, and then after letting go of Lim's hand, I will throw up slightly off the edge of the train and step a little bit further away from Lim.
Oh yeah, the train car is barely big enough for both of you to be at opposite ends and not give yourself a headache.
After the Hera throws up, Lim just says, yeah, it's pretty common.
So another scavenger gets on the train with you. Rather very shaggy, very, very long hair, a long coat, oversized backpack, and wearing a mask and kind of muttering to himself constantly. Just kind of barely acknowledges your presence. You know, you can see there's a bandolier of blades and other, you know, has a las pistol on his side. Kind of twitchy and just weird. So, yeah. So who is going to stick their head out of the train to see if you can spot the train man?
I'll do that.
Okay. Go and give me a word.
52 out of 40. So no, I do not see him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you don't have, this is definitely challenging, Jack. No bonus because it's trains bellowing smoke. You're straight up ahead. The train's not curving, so you can't really see it. So yeah, you don't. Look. Yeah. Okay. If you critically fail, let me know.
No. Also regular fail.
Okay.
Ooh, actually, no, I'm going to spend a fate point to flip that down to a 16. I succeed.
Okay.
Where this guy is.
You do see him. He is coming your way. He is he's moving. He actually must have seen one of you or something because he is only four cars in front of you. He seems to be moving with some purpose towards your direction. You don't know if it's if he saw you or someone else. But
we know where the explosive car is relative to our position?
It is further back away from the train man.
Ooh, I have a plan. If anyone wants to accompany me to the train car, we could cause some mischief.
What kind of mischief?
Not the train.
What kind
car,
of
the
mischief?
Explosive car.
The explosive car.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my thought. I'm going to go and get some implements for, you know, warding away trouble.
All right. So now when you're going from car to car, are you going to go climb up on the roof and jump from car to roof to roof? Or are you going to go under the undercarriage and go from undercarriage? Or are you just going to be on the main level? Because that's obviously the safest to be on the main level.
I mean,
but that's
going
to be the easiest to spot. Yeah.
I don't think my athletics is going to be good enough to do like climbing and jumping. I'm generally a slow mover.
Okay.
So I will probably just go on the main level. I'm just going to stroll.
Okay. Well, you have to there is a bit of reaching over and pulling yourself from one car to the other. So first off, let's see if he is looking at when you jump out. All right. Odd or even?
Odd.
All right. He is looking. Give me a stealth check.
Can I do something else instead?
You said you're leaning out and yeah.
No, I mean instead of stealth.
Oh, what?
Psychic static.
Roll with disadvantage. You're in the same zone as Lim.
Okay. Oh, good point.
Yep.
That would make it a 72, which is still a success.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, you somehow managed to activate it.
Well, I mean, he also does get an opportunity to see me anyway. Hold on, let me pull up the page.
I do. He does have stats and everything. I looked it up.
What is the page?
Page number? 3.
I wrote it down and everything.
All right,
169.
Okay.
Till the start of your next turn, a creature or device doesn't perceive you unless it wins an awareness test. opposing your manifest test. So he has to get a, it's an easy one. So he gets like a plus 40, but okay. He has to beat a 72.
All right. No, he only gets a 45. So yeah. Is it still blackjack rules highest without going over?
As far as I know, because it says opposing my manifest test.
It would be success level. So whoever gets.
Seven versus four. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Oh, yeah. So it's the success levels from the highest number. Or is it just the tens?
You subtract the what you rolled from what your skill number is and whatever the difference is.
Okay.
Is your success level.
See, my skill is. So that's, and I also get a plus, I believe my psychic focus gives me a plus one success level. So that's actually, I think, two success levels. Yeah.
Two success levels. Well, he gets five because with a plus 40 to his will, it's 80, and he rolled a 45. So that would be three or four.
Is it subtracting from what it is with the bonus? Because
assume so, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that would be four success levels, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six levels.
Or no, wait, five. Sorry, five, because I get plus one from my thing that I get for being a sanctioned psyker, psychic focus.
Subtract the tens of your value from the tens value of your result from the tens value of your skill. So, yeah. All right, so he got a four. You got a four, the higher your success level.
I got a five, including the high focus bonus.
So. Oh, well, in that case, you win. Yeah. Yay, cool. Game mechanics. Relearn.
If I'm understanding correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So you manage to barely avoid his detection using the psychic ability. Meanwhile, and you start heading towards the back of the train, towards the explosive car. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, were you telling the others, like, what to do, like, in terms of the plan, or are you just going?
I mean, I informed them I'm heading to the explosive car to get some materials.
Okay. So while the Harrow's doing that, Rabbit, do you know what you want to do? The train man is a-coming.
Oh, gosh. The problem is, I'm not really great at hiding or anything. Oh, gosh. Is there... Okay, so I know that my... Whatchamacallit? Sorry, my multi-key. I know that my multi-key is really, really good at picking locks. With a roll, would I be able to, like, use it to maybe jam the door lock for this train car so it takes him, like, to, like, stop him from coming in if we need a little bit of extra time?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, this is an open car, which means the doors are open, right? They're airing it out, essentially. They take toxic waste from the arms depot and bring it back here for reprocessing or something. I don't know. But you can use the multi-key to close the doors and lock them. He would have to spend time to... Of course, he would definitely know that someone was there because they're supposed to be open, right? So, but yeah, you could do that. That is dexterity or tech use, either one. I'll give you plus 20 because you have the multi-key. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. If you're giving me the option of tech use, we're going to go with tech.
Yeah, it's sabotage.
What's your tech?
54.
Yeah, you should do that one.
I got an 18.
All right.
Nice.
So, yeah, you lock the doors. You can unlock them without having to make another roll, but they are locked. You've locked him out. So you...
I will let the Harrow know that this is happening, though, so it's not a surprise for them when they try and come back.
Mm-hmm. So while Rabbit is doing that, Kurt, did you know what you want to do?
I want to hide so I can get behind the train man.
Okay, the best way to do that is go above or below, right? Like, or you could try and, like, if you see he has to climb, he's going along the outside of the train, right? If you know if he's on the left side, you can go around the right side. But you have to... Sure. Yeah, so you'd have to risk another awareness check and the possibility of him spotting you to see what side he's on. Or you could just guess blindly and hope you're right. Yeah. Or you could go above or below, in which case you don't have to worry about that.
I will risk another awareness
check. Okay. All right, first off, odd or even. Okay, you guessed correctly.
All right.
Yeah, give me that awareness test. See if you... I'll give you plus 10 because he's closer now.
So that is a 13 out of 50.
Okay. He is coming on the right side. So you need to make that stealth check with a plus 20 bonus on the right side, because there are parts of the train that you can see. Okay. Yeah. So it's possible you might be able to spot you on the other side, but it'd be very difficult.
25 out of 69.
Nice. Nice. So you see he's coming on the right side, you on the left side, and you basically avoid all the bits of the train that might reveal your boots or whatever that he might be able to see. And you're getting behind him. So meanwhile, Lim, you're in there with Rabbit right now, unless you want to do something.
Yeah, so sorry, my mental visualization can sometimes not be great. So so he is coming in the door that Rabbit just locked, right? Ostensibly.
Kurt just left, yeah, before Rabbit locked.
The train guy is coming through the door that Rabbit just locked.
He's on the right side of the train on the outside. He's sort of, you know, hand-holding his way towards you. He hasn't gotten to you yet. But he would be coming on the right side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Picture a train, and he's holding on the side of it, making his way towards your car. Kurt warned you about it, but he's coming, but you have time to act before he gets here. So
he's on the outside. When he comes into our car, how is he going to enter it?
Well, he's
theoretically, if he doesn't jump around.
You look around, there's two big open sliding doors on either side of the train, right? Like mm-hmm. That's how they move cargo. Rabbit is locking both of them. Okay. So he's going to have to jam it, but if you look around, you look up and you can see there's a hatch on the ceiling that is not secured. So he could come in through there, too, once he realizes the doors are locked. So
I have a very high stealth. Mm-hmm. Very high or decently high, actually. Let me check myself before I wreck myself. Yeah, so my stealth is 50.
Sure.
So if we do leave one of the doors open and that's the one he has to come in, I'm thinking of, like, you know how in comedies, like, the villain will run in through the door mm-hmm. and the hero is right next to the door and just clocks him from behind?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that? Just essentially press myself up against one of the doors so that way if he comes in that door, he comes in and then I shoot him in the back.
You can. So
if anyone thinks this is not a good nor amusing idea, like, speak now or forever hold your peace.
It's a predicting which door he's mm-hmm. going to take, right? So a Rabbit's locking both the side doors, but the hatch is left unlocked right now because it doesn't have a technological lock. It's just like a simple latch. So it's a mechanical latch, which is locked on the outside. So
have to have like a handhold, right, up there.
Yeah, there are handholds to climb up and down to the top of the train and not back. But he would pull up the hatch and he'd just jump down. I mean, think about like how tall a train car is. It's the same size as an Earth one. So trains have not changed in 40,000 years.
So if somebody has to pull up a hatch, right? That's the place they pull up. They would normally have to face, like, they can't. When they pull up the hatch, they usually aren't. They're going to be facing the spot that they pulled, right? So it's at mm-hmm. your feet. You pull it up. So there's mm-hmm. one angle that somebody is basically not going to be facing when they jump in, like mm-hmm. one of the three sides.
Sure.
I just want to be, you know, hanging upside down from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Gun aimed. And if anybody jumps in there, they will either have their back or their side to me, and I mm-hmm. will snap them. And my dexterity is very high, even though my athletics is weak, and I feel this might be more of a dex thing to climb up there and hang like a spider monkey.
You don't have to make a roll for that. That's, you know, there's plenty of handholds. You can't hold it forever, right? But, like,
I mean, especially if you're dangling from your knees, you can hang there for, like, 10, 15 minutes before the blood pressure gets to you.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do that. That's not a problem. You're in a good ambush position. If he comes in through the hatch, you'll be able to ambush him. So,
and even if he doesn't come in through the hatch, I'll still be in a not bad ambush position because how many people immediately look up?
That's true. Well, there's also Rabbit there, too. He's probably going to be looking at Rabbit because Rabbit's just
probably
in the train car, just, you know, just hanging out.
Just vibing.
Just vibing, really.
Is there anything Rabbit can hide behind? I like.
No, it's an open train car. There's no car. Oh, there's the other scavenger there. The guy muttering to himself. Rabbit can hide behind that guy with all the knives. So yeah, it's just right now.
Yeah, that doesn't sound dangerous or awful. Thanks.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be caring about anything you're doing. Yeah, so.
Weirdly, those kinds of people never really seem very interested in bothering a limb. Couldn't say why.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, the Harrow, you've gotten to the explosives car, and it is locked. And what do you want to do?
How strong a lock does it use?
Oh, actually, one thing you do notice is there, one of the door facing you actually has a rag tied to the handle. And you can see it is actually slightly ajar.
All right. I'm dumb enough to see what this is about. I'm going to investigate the rag door.
Okay. You open up the door. It is dark. You see artillery shells, boxes labeled various types of explosives. I don't know if you have like a lord. I guess you recognize they have everything, like all kinds of different explosives. It's the explosive car. It has explosives.
Excellent.
Give me an awareness check because you are reasonably suspicious of things.
14.
Okay. Well, that is an 81.
It's a success level of 3, if that matters.
I'm thinking you got it because I don't think this guy could possibly have a stealth this high. He just failed this check. All right, cool. There is a person hiding in there behind the crates with a silenced pistol. You can see that peeking around the corner, and it looks like the person is waiting for you to come in.
I imagine I don't have any way of knowing if he sees through my psychic static, right?
Oh, yeah, you can keep maintaining that, right?
Yep. I can keep it as a action. Let's find out. Once it's active.
Well, no, the thing is you open the door, so he would see the door opening. And
he'll definitely, like, regardless of whether he sees me or not, he'll see the thing that I start doing, which...
Yeah, I would say... Yeah, actually, this will probably change his action. What'd you get, a 72? So he got a 14 versus 40, so he got 3. So he still beat him, but he sees the door opening on its own, which is... Yeah, so what is your immediate reaction to seeing this?
I mean, if he's not doing anything, I am simply going to, like, keep an eye on where he is and start doing my next thing.
Which is?
Well, I'm going to activate Spectral Hands. So that is page... Give me the... I think that might be right on the button of success. So, uh-oh. It's 171. There it is. Sorry. Flipping between PDFs of character sheet and other stuff. Yep. Okay. Manifest telekinetic forces to manipulate objects and move them. Choose any number of objects within short range with a total encumbrance no greater than the success level on your manifest test. So that would be... Let's see. I succeeded with a... Oh, no, wait. It's a routine plus 20. So I succeeded with a 2. So what would that be? A 2 encumbrance. Do we have any idea how much weight that would be?
I would say, yeah, that's a good question.
That's in there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like, I think that's like 1 or 2.
A great weapon is 2 encumbrance.
Okay, so like one crate, I would say.
Oh, I'm not looking for a crate. I'm looking for smaller objects because I can carry any number as long. So I'm thinking the explosive.
There are no smaller objects. Everything is packed in like boxes. Like all it's. Right. Cargo. It's not they wouldn't have loose grenades. They have crates of grenades, but you would have to open up, find a crate of grenades.
I'll just take a crate then. The crate is just going for a walk out the door with me.
All right,
I don't go inside. I'm just having the crate go for a walk, actually.
Okay. All right. Are you gonna
take it a little bit to see what's inside, like some sort of terrible Christmas present?
Nah, as long as it's labeled as explosives.
There's a big warning sign. That's a pretty easily recognizable symbol.
Yeah.
Something tells me shaking a box of explosives probably not the smartest thing.
It's there are lots of different kinds of explosives. Also, I guess it would be Christmas. Be what, Emperor's Day?
Yeah. Well, Emperor's Day varies on each world. Every planet.
It's like Doomsday in Marvel.
Every day is Emperor's Day.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. All right. So you have a crate of some kind of explosive.
And it's just floating. And if
the
dude makes no attempt to, like, shoot in my direction, then the crate and I are
You're not really focused on the dude. You can't really see what they're doing, but they're not shooting at you. That's for sure.
All right, cool. Then I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep the crate about as far away as I can from myself, which I think is about 10 meters is the end of short range. And it's just going to be floating ahead of me as I walk back.
I don't know what's going on with this dude, but this is a very strong, not my circus, not my monkeys kind of moment.
Exactly. Not,
like, don't know what that is. Not today, Satan.
So
I'm assuming it's someone who dug in there to keep the train man away, and I don't care.
All right, Kurt, you have an idea of where the train man is, and he doesn't know that you're on the other side of the train. What's your game plan here? Are you have time to, like, figure out your approach? You haven't, you can, like, what is it?
So, I mean, my general plan was to wait for him to come by and then kind of time it so that when we're open, or when we're over an open area where he likes to throw people off.
Between cars. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are you, like, how are you going to throw him off? Are you just going to, like, because the thing about the, like, the open air is the space between two cars, right? There's just that link between the two cars holding them together. That's the most open space you can get him. You could, like, wait for him to get there and then hold on to both sides and then kick him with both legs. That could work. Or you could try and punch him or just, that would be that. That's what I'm picturing. Like, he comes forward, you're already there, and you just both boots out right in his chest.
Yeah. That works.
Okay. All right, so you did get that. Let's see. He is, let's go ahead and give me that. What is it? Melee.
That is 47 out of 48.
Oh, damn. All right. Now, he is wearing heavy carapace armor, carapace armor. So he has armor 5. Now, you're just trying to knock him off. You're not trying to inflict damage.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We'll call that grapple check. So, let's see. Make an athletics bind or melee. All right. He will get a melee check. He'll have a negative 10 on this because he's surprised. But if he makes it, he manages to hold on with one arm. If critically makes it, he'll be able to reverse it. But, like, so... Yeah, basically. That's not going well for him with a 90. I forgot. Do I get fate points for this?
I don't know. Do like key characters get fate points?
Yeah.
You might have your own, like, pool of fate points to use for characters. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, because I know you did in Wrath and Glory. Wrath and Glory did have a mechanic like that. But we will say he... No, it works. Like, you fucking did it. Like, you didn't knock him out with that test. So you see the train man get knocked off into the, he falls off into the toxic river. He's just very surprised. So you're walking the crate of explosives out. And that's, you hear a voice behind you, the Harrow, as you're on one. How are you walking on the roof? Are you walking? You can't actually, in order to maintain sight, are you going along one of the sides of the train?
I was probably walking along the roof, if I had to guess.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very slow going because you have to keep your balance, and you're also maintaining your focus to keep the explosives, levitating in front of you. And you hear a voice behind you. Look, just because I can't see you doesn't mean I can't throw this flash grenade at you. I just want Kurt, all right? I don't think you're Kurt, but... You can be Kurt, and the rest of you can all go.
Well, I suppose. Now, this will be a risk, because they will see me when I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. 182. Routine plus 20. Okay. So they will get a plus 20 discipline test to resist this.
Mm-hmm.
But What I'm going to do with a, let's see, that's a 59. So it's a two. Yeah. To success level, I use compel to tell them to jump off the train.
Okay.
I turn towards them and say, jump off.
All right. So you become visible and they see you. And where is that? Hunter, there it is. There are their stats.
Cool. Discipline plus 20 to resist.
All right. And what'd you?
My success level was 2.
Okay. All right. So they got a 29 out of 70 with the bonus. Ooh. So that is going to be enough to resist. And they stay true to their word by throwing a flash grenade, which I'm treating game mechanics wise as a choke grenade. So let's see if he is a... All right, 47 out of 50. He does hit you with it.
Do I get an attempt to dodge?
You do. Of course, if you're doing this on top of the roof of the train, so you will be at negative 20 because guess what? It's a moving train.
Let's see. I'm assuming that's just athletics, or is there a dodge skill?
I would assume just...
Ooh, here's a stupid question. Since my psychic hands are still active, if I drop the crate, can I grab the grenade in the air?
That would be a negative 20 on your psychic test, and that means you don't know what's going to happen to those... You don't know what kind of explosive that is.
Yeah, but, you know, let's see what happens.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of explosives, if you just drop them, aren't going to go off in, you know, functional societies.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
well, functional societies ain't exactly functional.
I added that addendum with that in mind, but...
Let's see, where was it? Was it 181 for psychic hands? No, that was for compel. Damn it.
169?
171.
There. Nice.
171.
Okay, so it's plus 20 normally, so that means it just cancels out and it would be my regular psychic test.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That is a 31 out of 60, so I drop the crate and catch the grenade.
All right, it still goes off. The pin was pulled, but it is, I will give you a bonus on your save because the flash is not right in your face. It's only 10 feet away. So go ahead and give me a regular endurance check.
Endurance, where are you? Oh, that's a derived thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it? Where is endurance?
Fortitude, endurance, sorry.
Oh, fortitude, got it.
Yeah, sorry. It's fortitude, endurance.
Right. If you have an endurance specialty, then you can use that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I am going to spend a fate point to flip that and make it an aught 6 instead of a 60.
Okay. So the bag or the crate of satchel charges goes under the train wheels. They all of you feel the train rumble as they take out a train car, two cars back, and the train starts shuddering a bit. And let's see here. V and Lim. Lim, you fall to the ground as the... You weren't prepared for the shake, but you don't take any damage. You're safe.
Quake.
Yeah. Kurt, go ahead and give me athletics, the plus 20, because you're in a pretty good position. Oh, no.
79 out of 61.
Okay. So you slip. Yeah. And we're going to find out what damage does. Let's see here. I am going to treat this like...
Guess you're still not over those worms.
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get some sort of bonus from how well he was healed earlier?
You could get advantage on that.
I will. Yes, I'll use my a plus 20.
Sure.
So that would be 81. So I would make it.
Okay. Again, you just feel so healthy. Yeah. You're able to avoid that. So Grant goes off.
Rabbit.
You're welcome.
You,
it's real good blood you got.
Nothing like a good blood enema to get you feeling fresh and sassy.
So Gray goes off sort of in between you and this mysterious armed figure. Or, well, let's just find, it's a, well, the bounty hunter wants Kurt. So, and remember from last session, your event was a bounty hunter after you, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't forget.
Okay, yeah. So the granny goes off. And so, yeah, both of you give me one more. This is athletics to stay on the train. Thanks to the explosion and the flash grenade going off between the two of you. Don't worry, the bounty hunter has to as well. And this is challenging. Oh, ooh, that is a very significant number.
Hey, Ross, I have an important question.
Yeah.
What's the range of a critical failure?
It's doubles, I believe, if it's over your
skill. No, I don't think that's it. Isn't it like the top? Isn't it like, is it 90?
Oh, 96. It's 95 to 100.
I just missed.
It's just a regular miss?
I wasn't
miss.
Sure what it was. Regular failure, yeah.
Okay, yeah. There are 1 through 5 is always a success, and 96 through... Yeah, 96 okay. through 100 is always a failure. 1 through 5 is always a success.
Then, yeah, regular failure,
yeah. Okay, yeah. You slide off the train. And yeah,
well, I guess as I fall off the train, I am also going to be like, someone's hunting Kurt on the train. Also, I've fallen off the box thing.
You're falling off, but you have a chance. The question, because it's not a crit failure, you're not like having to burn fate. Hmm. It's more like where you catch yourself.
So
give me an athletics check and don't crit fail this. Yeah,
I think I'm probably still going to fail it.
Now, the bounty hunter crit failed their athletics check, so they're gone.
Oh, well, never mind.
Perfect.
It's okay. So do I.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
99.
All right.
Oh, Jesus, Thaddy. Did you change your dice?
Yeah, I did. It rolled worse than the previous.
This is the time you would burn. Let's look into burning fate points, because this is 100% going under the train trade if you don't do this. So, Game Master running the game. Where is fate?
It's weirdly late in the book.
220, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Burning Fate, Die Another Day. So, let's see, the Emperor you have several options. So you can take the damage and die another day to, you go under the train tracks, but like, somehow you pull yourself up and don't die. So that's guaranteed that you won't die. Emperor Protects, you completely avoid incoming damage by its summon likely. You suffer no damage, but there's no guarantee you survive later rounds, in which case, you go under the train tracks, but you catch onto the undercarriage, and now you're still in danger. Or, rather than roll the result of the test, may choose a number instead, allowing you to succeed in even the most dire of situations. So, yeah, in which case you would catch onto the side and be fine.
But yeah, then and this like reduces my fate pool by one permanently, right?
Yes.
And then that goes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise I would have basically looked up the most dangerous weapon in the game and rolled that much damage. Because,
yeah, well, then I catch myself.
Yeah. And pull, yeah, critically succeed to pull yourself up, and the Emperor Protects. Yeah. So all of you,
I'll inform Kurt that he had someone looking for him, but I escorted them off the train.
Well, thank you for that.
The train lost a couple of cars towards the back, but it's not the first time this has happened, and it certainly won't be the last. And all of you pull into the House Paxo Arms Depot. Okay, so. All of you survived the train trip. Only one near-death experience. So the main question is, when do you want to get off the train? And what you can see up ahead, you know, it takes over a day to get there. And, you know, there is light in Castum 2. It is a nice world overall, except for, you know, the industrialized war zones. But there's day and night. And so, you know, you left early at the crack of dawn and you get there in the dead of night, and you can see, but you can see far ahead the searchlights in the sky looking for enemy aircraft. You know, you're far from the front line. Well, you're not that far from the front lines, but you are away from the front line. So there's no active shelling, but, you know, you can hear artillery far, far off into the distance, you know, just an omnipresent rumbling. And, but yeah, this is that you could see, you can, the, weird. Yeah, do any of you just do all of you continue to ignore the random scavenger on your train car? Or
I mean, I feel like the law of the rails is live and let live.
Okay. Yeah.
As long as he's ignoring us and doesn't appear to be allied with the bounty hunter who was hunting Kurt, Then yeah.
Yeah. So as you get closer to the arms depot, the scavenger suddenly sort of like stands up and like he's just woken up and he kind of looks around and he sees you. He's like, you four have served as admirable company. I salute you and wish you good luck in the field. Good day. And he just jumps out with a plume. And
of course he does.
Tucks and roll. Yeah. Yeah, the scavengers are leaving before it gets to the depot because they're scavengers. They
yeah, do we suppose the scavengers know something we don't that we should perhaps consider?
I mean, I'm sure they're much more familiar with both the planet itself and this region. So I'm definitely going to assume that they know a bit more than we would.
Actually, Rabbit, you are someone who would know what's going on. Because you have a lot of knowledge. So you could roll logic or, yeah, lore.
How about a 49 under 54?
Okay. So what you realize is, one, the scavengers are leaving early because they are scavengers. They're going to the, like, old battlefields is their prime area, right? Like, battles that have been fought and, like, those places have been abandoned. So they can loot in peace, right? That's obviously not your mission. So you think they're probably, House Paxo's probably not worried about enemy saboteurs coming in from the trains. Like, that's so circuitous. You know, the fact that if they were worried about that, they would put armed guards on the trains. The fact that they have it means they're not worried about it. So given what you've seen of this military, you're probably fine if you don't draw attention to yourselves, at least to look around in this, you know, very massive warehouse sector, essentially, where they, you know, load. And you realize it might be helpful to get some like idea of like how the siege is progressing to figure out your approach as well. But you're probably, you probably don't want to be in the open car, but if you climb into the undercarriage or go on or cling to the roof or hide somewhere on the train, you're probably not going to face too much problem. But that's if you want to go into the sector. Like you're the problem is you have to go through the lines, right? Like you have to get from House Paxo's lines into the fortress and the Vanguard side. And you have no idea how to do that yet. So yeah.
Okay. So Kurt says, or was it Kurt or the Harrow? Somebody said, do we think that the scavs know more than there's something that we don't? And I'll just kind of start rambling off all of these little details. Unfortunately, we will need to get off, so we should find someplace safe to do that before we, you know, find ourselves with some unfriendly faces. But it should be fine enough, and it'll allow us to get a little bit closer and to regroup and find information that we seek for the rest of our journey.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, where do you want to hide?
Some place that doesn't require a ton of athletics to do. Just if I had a say in it, but that's just me.
Yeah. There, you know, you could go in the explosives cart. That's pretty hidden until they unload it. And you do have it. It is unlocked. You do know that.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we just say you all climb over into the explosives car. And
yeah, for me.
Yeah. So yeah. You get in the explosives car. So you the train gradually slides to a halt and you're in this metal car, so you can't really you can't really see out, but you can't open the doors. So you can all give me awareness checks.
Ooh, 61 over 35. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I see nothing.
77. I am struck blind.
Oh, we all did real bad then.
Oh no.
All right, none of you have any idea of when to fucking make your. It's a total blind luck. So yeah, the train is slowing. It's slowing. Someone say when you want to do that. It is slowing. It's slower. It's almost stopped entirely. All
right, I'm going.
All right. All right. You slide open the door. You can see you're in the train yard. On one side, there are more trains You look, kind of look, peer up the other side. You can see this is the loading area. Like, it's a big, like, open. There's servitors, which again are cyborg, lobotomized cyborgs that are used for brute work. And they're unloading. They're getting ready. They're queuing up in front of the train cars so they can start unloading them. So there's a bunch of servitors in front on one side, and there's a bunch of trains on the other, you know, been stopped. So what side are you? And there's, you know, people milling about. But again, this low security area, actually, they're kind of not really paying attention to you. So, or nobody's noticed you yet. So, yeah, you can all kind of like jump out and start like looking around. There's a bunch of, looks like you can see workers. There's soldiers in house Paxo uniforms. There's servitors, a couple tech priests. There's signs listing, you know, quartermaster, warehousing, intelligence offices, you know, barracks. All the kind of things you'd imagine in a big depot. So,
well, I would assume our target is in the intelligence like department. So,
well, remember, you're on the, they're in the, the Vanguard Fortress. Yeah, you're in house Paxo right now. You have to find a way into a fortress that's currently under siege. So, gotcha. So the intelligence office could give you some information on how to fucking do that.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading that way. I will
okay.
Vox speed the others and let them know I'm heading here.
Yeah, you can all split up now. It seems like no one's paying attention to you, and there are ununiformed people working here. So you may be, people may ask you what you're doing, but it's, you know. If you're stealthy or you're quick-witted, you can talk your way out of problems. So yeah, Kurtz, you're heading to the intelligence office. Lim, where are you heading?
I don't know.
You know what? Do you want to spend a fate point for a story advantage?
I get it back, right?
At the end,
like, yeah, because it's not permanent, because I'm not dying. Am I?
No. You are not dying.
Can't hurt me. Okay.
Well, I mean... You have to make choices like going to steal explosives from a car and confronting a bounty hunter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can, yeah, any of you can spend this big point for a story advantage.
Yes, I think I will.
Okay. Well, there's a couple different things. Yeah, there is actually so you wander around a bit and you bump into this incredibly tough, muscular, scarred woman in like a light, like, but very high end carapace body armor. You, of course, Lim, you have no idea. Anyway, she looks at you and says, You a volunteer? You look like a volunteer. Come with me.
Yes. It's like great. A delay, like she asks, responds to herself, and then as an odd delay, yes.
You're a brave one looking to volunteer. Here, I'll let me get you a drink. Yeah. So I'm Orv. Anyways, one of the jump troopers. Yeah, I'm really glad we could use all the volunteers we can get for this assignment. So yeah, she starts talking to you about a special mission that they're planning to infiltrate the House Vanguard Fortress. So meanwhile, let's see here, Rabbit. What do you want to do?
I would also like to burn or to use a fate point for a story advantage.
Okay, yeah. So you're looking around and you start taking notes because that's a thing that you do when you're nervous, you know, in your little notebook with your auto quill. And as you're sort of like writing out information about this depot, and a quartermaster comes to you. What does a quartermaster look like? They're you know, the military people that are in charge of handing out equipment to the soldiers. So it's like they have, you know, dudes, women, young, old, nice, mean looking.
I'm imagining the guy from a Mulan.
All right, yeah, sure, yeah. So he's like, oh, hello there, you look like a scribe. Have you been assigned to the quartermaster? That's me, by the way. He gives you a wink.
Yes, I
great.
Have.
Great, come this way. We need help sorting out all the uniforms. They've been reprocessed from battlefield losses. I need you to inventory them quite quickly. And yeah, you look so lost. Did no one brief you? Have you not been briefed on anything?
No, I have not. I was told to come here, and that was it. And obviously, I'm not used to that level of incompetency.
Well, he gives you a little wax seal. Well, show this to anybody. It's showing that you work on the auspices of the quartermaster office. They'll leave you alone. But you see, we've gotten a good supply of House Vanguard uniforms and documents from the battlefield dead. I think some officer had a plan of infiltrating the fortress. But, you know, we haven't. This was months ago. But, you know, we got the orders to get them and clean them and make them look, you know, stitch up all the las burns and auto gun holes, and they look good as new practically. And so if you could just inventory them here, here's the it should be by size, but yeah, they could fit anybody. So come here. So he takes you to a warehouse nearby and starts pointing it out. Yeah, just inventory them all and get it back to me at the head office over here. And once you do that, I can get you about quarters and the meal and all that. Do you need a servitor skull?
This is a V question. Do I? I don't know the answer to that question.
Servitor skulls are little human skulls that have been turned into little robots. They float around. They usually have cameras or little computers in them to help people with various tasks. So
yes, I do. Yes, I do. In fact, that would be very helpful.
Yes. Ah, good. Yes. The tech priests keep giving me them, and I don't know. And I've run out. He has one flying around him, and you know, honestly, the soldiers think it's bad luck. So they don't want them, and the officers think it's rather gauche. For some reason, it's, I don't know why. So here you go, beep, boop, boop, boop. And a little flying skull starts flying around you. So, but yes, get that inventory and good luck. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. Inventory is something I am very, very good at.
Yes, I could tell. I have an eye for talent. But anyways, yes, just scan all the, just inventory all these enemy uniforms and make the list and of all the sizes and the types, insignias there. There's a book there that explains what all their ranks are and everything. And there's a box of medals. I need that sorted too. So yes, should only take you a few days. Good luck. And he heads off. So then meanwhile, the Harrow, what are you doing while all this is happening?
Well, I need to hang on to my last little fate point since my pool has shrunk and therefore it's even more valuable. So instead, I'm going to try and find a nice little private corner or alleyway or somewhere at least less observed to purge my warp charge that I built up on the train.
Okay, yeah, roll awareness. I'll give you plus 20. It's, like I said, it's a pretty unpatrolled.
A 24, that would be a success even without the bonus.
Yeah, there's an empty warehouse. Nobody's using it right now, so.
Cool. That warehouse is about to get weird.
All right. Well, you can figure out and let me know what the results are. Meanwhile, Kurt, you see, it says intelligence, and it is a, you know, building officers and other people are coming in and out of. There is a posted guard there, and they seem to be, you know, making sure people are wearing House Paxo uniforms before they go in. So, yeah. Now, as a guardsman, of course, you would know that you could always, like, try and bluff your way and say, you know, you're one of the special forces types, that you're undercover, or you're a specialist of some kind, you know. So, or you could try and find a way to sneak into the building that's not guarded. Or you could eavesdrop outside. Because, yeah, people are coming and going, and they're talking. So,
yeah. I think I'm just going to try and bluff my way in, then.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to walk up to the guard and be like, I'm here. I heard you had some postings for guns for hire.
That's what, persuade? Presence or rapport, I think.
Rapport?
Yeah, rapport is fine.
I will fate point that to reroll. That was even worse, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's your paperwork?
Paperwork? They didn't say anything about paperwork.
How'd you even get in here without some kind of paperwork? Yeah, guns for hire. I mean, you had to have gone from. Look, you have to go back to the heliport and get your paperwork and come back. Oh, goddamn, fucking mercs. You should have had somebody there tell you where your orders were. So
they were just shouting and pointing us towards y'all. So
look, I can't let you in there without paperwork. Just go to the heliport, tell them you're one of the hired guns to look for the... Did he even tell you why we need the hired guns for this?
I mean, they just put a posting up saying they need men.
Yeah.
Especially specialized men, so...
Yeah. Okay, well, Jesus. Well, yeah, good luck. Yeah, with that. And he just kind of laughs.
Why? What are they doing?
Well, we got this fortress under siege, right?
Yeah.
Well, we keep discovering new mines and explosives in the no man's land. We're trying to sneak in. We're trying to set up shorter range artillery. And our forces, our patrols around the fortress keep getting ambushed. They're not like lowering the drawbridge to let men out. Like, how are they ambushing our guys? How are they setting up explosives outside the walls of the fortress? They have some way in or out, and they need people like you to find out, because we just don't have enough manpower right now to fucking penetrate the fortress or to get through. It's a stalemate.
I see. I mean, tunnels sound like the likeliest option, but all right. Well, I guess I'll go get this paperwork thing figured out. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. You could try and investigate, see if there are some tunnels underneath the fortress leading out. That could be something to look into. All right, so are you going to head to the heliport?
I'll head that way, sure.
All right.
I'll keep my ears open.
Okay. So meanwhile, Orb, the jump trooper, is talking a lot and about military. Have you spent a lot of time with soldiers? Are you familiar with how they speak and like what their jargon is or anything like that?
No, Lim has kind of like the Rambo, I guess, familiarity, or like the diehard familiarity, I guess is the best way to put it, where generations of undercity people with the little that has percolated down. So like a lot of these terms are not unfamiliar, but they are probably does not have a good definition for a lot of them. And even a lot of the ones she's heard, like being on the ship and getting out and stuff, are not. Mm-hmm. Like, she can pick up the gist of it. Like, she's smart enough to just sort of listen, but also a lot of it's going to be. But she does know how to nod and look interested.
Okay.
And remember.
Yeah. You're doing that. Yeah, she's telling you that they're really excited to try this really dangerous mission. They think it's something about getting in a plane and then jumping out of it, even a perfectly good plane. And yeah, do you know what a parachute is?
No, that's not really not really a thing that people did in the Undercity.
Yeah, yeah. You've never been up in the sky like that. Yeah. You've never seen the sky. You've never been looked down from a plane before. Yeah, this is all really new and weird to you. But yeah, she introduces you to some other jump troopers. Or they all look, you know, very heavily armed, and they're getting ready tomorrow to get in a plane and then jump out of it, even if it's not on fire, and somehow not die. Like,
Lim has worked backwards logic and determined that she was on a train, mm-hmm. which they jumped onto,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they are jumping out of a plane, right? Mm-hmm. Very similar. She thinks that a plane might be a type of train.
Okay.
And yeah. Then they shoot people, right? They jump out with their parachute. Like a Laz pistol.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Give yourself a fate point for this session. That's great.
Yeah. Like, again, we're working backwards with not a lot, but we're trying. And oddly enough, the misunderstanding that she has doesn't seem to actually be causing any problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, basically what you get is a little insignia saying you're a jump trooper now, and if you can round up any friends, they can be jump troopers too. They leave it before dawn in like 6 hours, so get here in 5 hours, and we'll give you chutes and las guns, and we can see how many of you make it get inside the fortress.
So, I get a chute and a las gun. Do I need both of them?
Yes.
She whispers, "I will make friends." The implication being not that she is going to have friends, but that she is going to force them and mm-hmm. like, you know, just leaves to find mm-hmm. people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Meanwhile, Rabbit. Yeah. They have a whole warehouse full of House Vanguard uniforms of all kinds of sizes, all ranks. And yeah, you have the quartermaster seal with you. And yeah, they have a cogitator there that's connected to the quartermaster's computer network. So yeah, what do you want to do?
I mean I was tasked with organizing, so I'm gonna start organizing. That's what I'm
okay.
I'm focused on this now.
Okay.
Luckily, you know, being able to look through the book and get all the insignias kind of like locked away in the brain space, that information is super useful and will definitely mm-hmm. help. But yeah, I mean, and also like, you know, maybe setting aside some that I know are like roughly the right size for my friends, mm-hmm. my group mates. But yeah, I mean, I'm organizing.
Okay. So that's sort of the key. Yeah. So you get all this. Yeah. You find uniforms. You find multiple uniforms of any rank up to like lieutenant. The captain, and there's not many of the higher officer uniforms around, but yeah, lower ranks, there's a lot of, weirdly enough. So yeah, you get that kind of squared away. So the Harrow, what happens in this warehouse?
Warp echoes. Everyone in the zone hears echoing voices and sounds from past events and things yet to be. Characters who hear this bewildering cacophony must pass a challenging discipline test or be stunned. So okay. Since I'm in that zone, I assume that means I have to pass that test.
Oh, sure.
As well.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know what doesn't comply with OSHA warehouse worker safety standards? This warehouse. So there's a lot of warp echoes of, well, gruesome forklift accidents and other industrial, very large.
Ot 5. Yeah, it sounds about like one would expect.
Yeah. It is a very big warehouse and crates fall very fall. Afar and land on various ghostly workers.
Yeah.
And
the echoing sounds of carelessness, either on the part of workers, management, or both. A grisly symphony of human damage and death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I leave and go looking for the others.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kurt, you get to the heliport and you can see they're just running aircraft in and out, just basically recruiting gangers. And other underhive scum to use as cannon fodder as proxies to try and shore up the fact they've got this fortress completely surrounded and cut off, but they don't have enough manpower and firepower to really capitalize on that. And so the fact that they have some way in and out of the fortress that they haven't been able to figure out is really pissing off the officer corps. And there's this officer who's yelling about the moral superiority of the front charge. And why don't these soldiers believe that anymore? If you run at the enemy in mass, they'll give up their fortified positions with heavy automatic weapons and run away. That's just logic. They'll be so scared of your bravery that they'll run away.
Yeah, that checks out. That's what it says on the primer.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, again, a lot of people going around there. You can try and you could sign up as a ganger and get your papers to go on a mission in no man's land and get probably blown up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You can roll logic let's see here. Yeah, logic would be the best way to figure out.
If that plan is good, the plan is brilliant. You don't need to use logic for it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, you can still do things. You just don't get a clue. So, or, you know, a little hint.
The guard didn't conscript me to think. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything you want to do here? You want to try and get the paper?
I guess I just kind of want to, like, overhear as best as I can. All right.
Roll awareness.
Awareness. Come on. That is 40 on 40.
Okay. Yeah, you hear about a lieutenant trying to plead with the captain to give him a detail of these guys. Look, I just want like six of them. That's all I need. I think I found an area that goes under these warehouses, and there's some bunkers there, some bomb shelters there. But I found a hole in the wall that leads into a tunnel. And it looks very old. I don't know how far out it goes, but I don't want to go by myself. I need some manpower to really check this out. But I'm telling you, there might be tunnels. This all used to be part of the same facility, the same fortress city. They might be connected. And the captain is like, oh, you and your wild theories. You think we are the Emperor's chosen? The Emperor would have given us a vision of these tunnels if they existed. The fact that we are Paxo generals did not tell us about the tunnels means they don't exist. So your lack of faith in the leadership of this army is noted, Lieutenant. And yeah, so
I'm going to, if that guy goes to like leave dejected, I'm going to follow him and try and get his attention.
Yeah.
Someplace quiet.
Yeah. He goes off. Let's see here. I like this one. Ratibor Scrapkin. He's not a very popular officer.
Lieutenant Scrapkin.
Oh, you're one of the gangers, aren't you? You're not, or if you're a trooper, you're not in uniform.
Hmm.
A little short to be a trooper, too.
Look, who I am isn't that important. What I can do for you. Now, there's the question. I hear you have some ideas about tunnels.
Yeah, I studied history of this noble and great planet, and I know this was once a mighty fortress city to garrison, to prepare in case of interplanetary assault. You know, we were, since then it was converted into a factories, but I believe there's bomb shelters and bunkers that link up to the fortress. I think that's what they're doing.
Well,
I
overheard you say you need 6 qualified troopers.
I mean, I was asking for 6. I was expecting, I would be happy with any, like, at least, like, 3 or 4. But, you ask for more than you want, yeah.
Well, have I got the deal for you?
Oh?
Let's just say we could both be mutually beneficial here. Me and my people take a look at these tunnels for you. We go get to do what we need to do. And then we'll report back with whatever information we gather along the way.
Okay.
We make it look good for you. Get a bright, shiny medal at the end of it.
Well, I don't see any possible downside to this on my end. yes, if you have a team, assemble the what's your gang called?
What is our gang's called?
Avengers. Avengers assemble.
I love the idea that Kurt just has to come up with this on the fly. Like, this is not a team discussion here.
Yeah.
This is Kurt naming the group right now.
Boy, oh boy, are you going to hate me? you can call us Nat's Angels.
Oh, I see. Nat was clearly some sort of important warlord in the Underhive.
You can say that.
Yeah, probably skinned his enemies alive, I'd imagine, from the stories I've heard from the Underhive. Well, you're a murderous scum, but you're useful. So, yes, I will accept for the good of the Imperium. So, yes, assemble your other angels, as it were, and meet me at, warehouse 420X. It's just follow the grid system. Yes, I've sectioned it off. So
nice.
So let's see here. Yeah, the Hera, what are you doing now that you've purged your warp?
I was just sort of looking to hook back up with.
Okay, yeah, you
nearby.
You find Rabbit. She's sorting uniforms for House Vandegard, enemy uniforms.
Anything interesting?
Oh, absolutely. There is a wonderful system that they use. It's different, but very similar. The different emblems that they use for categorizing, it's based on color, but not the same way that like we do color. It's based on like a hexadecimal thing, and it's actually really, really like it's actually quite advanced, more advanced than I would expect. From a military group, they have taken quite a lot into consideration, but yes. Anyway, there are plenty of uniforms for us to use if we so desire. It could likely aid us in entering the Vandegar castle, whatever it.
Fortress would be a good enough term.
Well, fortress, yes. Well,
the beneficial approach. It's good to have the option. Have you spoken with any of the others?
Yeah, I mean, you all have vox beads. You can all link back up each other at the uniform warehouse. So, yeah.
There was a nice little pregnant pause where Rabbit kind of like clues into the fact that no, she actually hasn't. She's been really enjoying the organization, and it's just been her and the Servitor Skull, and they're just having a great time.
After receiving that answer, the Harrow just sort of nods noncommittally and contacts the others to give their location.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, Kurt and Lim, you show back up. Lim, you have a jump trooper badge now. And
I have acquired a parachute, and they will be giving me a las gun. I'd also like you to know that we are going to be on a plane. No, plane. Again. To jump out of. It's very important. It's garbled, but it's all there.
We'll revisit that when we see what other options are on the table.
No, I was told I must make you.
Did the person that told you that outrank our patron?
No.
Then,
but she said I needed to make some friends.
Well, we're not friends, we're colleagues. So what you do with that is your own business. Kurt, did we have disguise as an option from we have disguise as an option from Rabbit's inventory work, and
disguise
I've done nothing except purge
handy.
Warp energy. Do you have anything?
Disguises might actually be handy for what I have planned. Talking to the House Pax, a Lieutenant Scrapkin, and he has some info on some tunnels that may lead into the primary fortress from here. We just go talk to him. I told him we had a group set up of a couple people. We give him whatever info we make out in the tunnels, and he just lets us go about our way in there.
All right. So searching for tunnels or jumping out of aircraft? I have no particular opinion.
Not exactly thrilled to be jumping out of aircraft, but...
What are we crafting in the air?
An airplane is a machine that flies like a starship, but much lower. Still high enough for jumping out of it to be a risk to bodily integrity.
What are we shooting?
I assume the enemy of whomever wants you to shoot.
I am familiar with las pistols. What is a parachute? I assumed it was a different kind of weaponry.
No, that is the object that prevents you from falling quickly.
By shooting? Like a...
No. No.
How far are we falling?
It's more like a sheet.
Very far.
What?
What sorts that you attach yourself with lines that allows... It catches air.
This is very disconcerting.
In that case, perhaps.
So the tunnels.
With the tunnels in disguise.
Okay. Yeah. You can dress yourselves up as whatever rank up to lieutenant or lower for House Vanguard. So, Kurt, what rank are you going as? You could be a veteran sergeant or a new lieutenant or something else.
I'll go as a veteran sergeant.
All right. The Harrow.
I am not especially familiar with how a squad of this size would be sorted by rank, so I will go with whatever either Rabbit or Kurt suggest.
Okay. And what do they suggest?
What do we have up to, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Let's make you a corporal.
Very well.
All right. Rabbit, what about you?
Rabbit obviously knows exactly what rank she would be, but V does not, because okay. He does not know rank. So if Kurt would like to tell V, so V can let Rabbit know, that would be great.
Well, these are probably all going to be officers, so I would say you would probably either be a corporal or a sergeant, depending.
Okay.
If you would like to be the lieutenant, you could be a lieutenant. You could be in charge.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Just no. I think a corporal's probably fine. But if we feel like we would need another sergeant, then I could take that role up, but
okay.
I think everybody else being corporals works fine then.
Okay. So Lim, sergeant and three corporals.
You're a corporal?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you get the uniforms. You have a bag to carry them. Probably not a good idea to change into them now in the, you know, warehouse sector of the other side of the army, of the conflict. But yeah, you get to the warehouse. Lieutenant Scrapkin is there. He sees the four of you and he's like, well, I guess. All right. I'm going to give you a Vox unit. He gives you like one of those backpack Vox, you know, radios. just he briefly explains, you know, how to send encoded messages through it. And he takes you into the warehouse, and there is a stairs leading down into a basement. And in the basement, there is a wall that has been knocked out. And he's, you know, some workers found this, and I look at it, and you can see it leads into an ancient, very ancient looking tunnel. This goes pretty far. I walked for about an hour and it kept going. And so I decided I didn't want to get lost. But that's where you four come in here as native Underhive scum. You know how to navigate these kind of tunnels, you know, like the murderous villains you are. So go in there, find a way into that fortress, and you'll be rewarded quite richly. Enough corpse starch, a pallet of corpse starch rations, enough to feed your evil stomachs for a year, probably.
Yes, just whispers, I love tunnels.
See?
She is gets in fact,
it. I she like her. Yeah.
She is, in fact, actual, like, Underhive city scum. This is very normal to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has, in fact, been I'm into a tunnel and just sit there and make people uncomfortable before when they don't know that she's there. This is not new.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Skill set.
Mm-hmm. So all of you four set out into the tunnels. There is a bit of light. It's still getting some electricity from somewhere, but it's very dim and shadowy, and all of you can roll awareness, and probably one person needs to roll navigate or navigation.
Navigation?
That would be me. I can... have navigation.
Okay.
Navigation. It's not great. Are we rolling awareness?
Yeah, everyone can roll awareness just to sense the vibe of the place.
Well, my awareness is
27 under 41.
Okay.
One.
Ooh, you see the world in all of its forms.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I just came out of a really great organizational session, so like I am just like the juices are flowing. I am like I'm so amped.
Okay.
16 under 40.
Okay, yeah, you're navigating the right way. You know enough of the area and the terrain. You know what direction you should be heading to get into the fortress. So you don't get lost. That's great. And Rabbit, you walk for hours as you're going through tunnels, through catwalks over what appears to be bottomless pits versus bunkers versus tunnel network. It's just, you know, imagine every bomb, you know, their underground abandoned workshops, disused armories with, you know, just case, you know, empty cases and crates and spent fuel barrels. Obviously they once had massive stockpiles underground, but they've long since been looted or turned into dust. But the metal turns to stonework, and the stonework gets older and older the further you travel, the deeper you go. But you start seeing scratches and symbols on the walls. Inscriptions, if you will. And with a critical success, you recognize the kind of symbols these are. So as an analyst for the Astro Militarum, you've been told about, you know, not threats, but problems, nuisances, hazards for the Astro, the Militarum on a big picture. And one of them is dealing with mutants. The humans mutate due to all kinds of things, hazardous chemicals, radiation, the warp. The warp's a big one. You get a little warp energy in you and you mutate like crazy. Anyways, these mutants kind of thrive, and they form into clans and tribes and primitive societies. And they kind of lurk in the shadows and the periphery of the Imperium. And some of them turn violent and evil and worship chaos. Some of them are just people. It's hard to say. But they tend to have the same kind of, they form similar languages and have kind of like written codes and symbols they use to mark their territory and sort of guide each other, kind of like, you know, hobo codes, you know, the little scratches they would do, like, this is safe, this is dangerous, free food here, watch for the guards. So you're starting to see this, you're getting into mutant territory, and you don't know if these are, you know, cannibals, chaos worshippers, or just people that are just caught in a bad place. It's kind of hard to say. So yeah, you know that.
I will absolutely share this information as it becomes more apparent that this is definitely a thing that we're dealing with and not just like a one-off, like, oh, ha, 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 like somebody was down here doing stuff and it kind of looks like it. So, yes, we should head on a swivel and all that.
So, yeah, you can try to sneak by all of them. You could try and, like, acknowledge that you're here and, like, try and parlay with them. Or you could just, like, get your guns out and shoot anything that moves.
I mean, just for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Just for clarification, if someone is a warp mutant, it doesn't necessarily follow that they have been doing warp shit, right?
Correct. They could just be people. They could just be people. No,
unfortunately, the claws of the warp will reach through and grasp even those who have no desire for it.
There's a couple of actual approved mutant subspecies of humanity now. There's the Ogryn, who are big ogre-sized humans, extremely strong, extremely good in frontline combat. There's the Ratlings, little hobbit. Kind of, well, legally distinct from
us. Legally distinct.
Yeah.
Do not steal.
Really good at cooking. And really good snipers. There's also the Felinid people, which we don't talk about, but they're officially approved. Yeah, there's cat boys and cat girls. They've never received official art, but they've been mentioned in some of the 40K novels and shit like that. So
I'm sorry, I could have been a cat girl for this, and nobody told me.
Well, there's no art. We don't know what they look like. No, what the 40K
people. They look sanctioned, Ross. They look sanctioned.
I feel very strongly like there is something about being a soulless cat girl that speaks to me.
You'd definitely be like a sphinx cat, a little goblin, hairless cat.
Kind of. My God, 100%, yes.
But yeah, but you're going to have to like deal with it one way, or you could just try and outrun them. Like just literally just pick up the pace, try and get through here as fast as possible. Yeah.
I mean, so like, it doesn't seem like the mutants are... They're not part of the war, right? Like, is my understanding, they're just, like, using the same tunnels? Or are they, like, part of...
We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, like, a meta question. Sorry.
You didn't see any mutants in the warehouse sector that you were in. You didn't see any working for House Paxo in any capacity. You didn't see any... You might have seen an Ogryn or something like that, but not, like... Yeah, you didn't see anything down that... they're probably not Ogryns down here.
So our choices are essentially attempt to make contact, attempt to sneak by, or go loud.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, I think that sneaking is the best option, because if we try to talk to them and it goes poorly, then we're fucked. If we fight them, someone is going to hear it and we're fucked. So might as well try sneaking. If that doesn't work, then try murder.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way sneaking will work, there'll be one person making the roll and everyone else will make rolls to see if they help or hurt the primary person. But everyone has to roll. Now, one person can roll awareness instead of stealth as their helping check. So, but not everybody. Yeah.
My stealth is 50.
Holy shit. All right. I guess I'm helping you then.
I made a very, like, my idea was very much to make a legally distinct halfling.
Yeah, without a soul.
I'm assuming that V and I probably have the worst stealth.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting at 32, so. Yeah.
So this is Lim's natural element, and for the first time, the very strange and awkward Noel actually seems engaged and maybe even comfortable. Just basically enjoys the filth, the claustrophobia, the low light. It's just like home.
Okay, so we'll do, Lim, your roll last to see what kind of bonus or penalty you get to it. So
that's terrifying.
Yeah, so...
That has strong roll sand vibes.
Mm-hmm. Kurt,
how's everybody's awareness looking?
3 points better than my stealth, so not great regardless.
Yeah, my awareness is 41.
Well, Lim, you're going to be rolling stealth, period. You're not. One of the other three can roll awareness, because they're the lookout. And
Harrow, what's your awareness looking like?
My awareness is 47.
Okay, you should definitely do the awareness.
All right, so Kurt and Rabbit roll stealth. And then the Harrow rolls awareness.
And Ot 4.
Oh, shit.
Well,
Yeah?
96!
Hey, guess what negates each other?
Rabbit trips over their robes and eats shit.
Okay, so a crit success and a crit failure can't negate each other. So, the harrow.
Regular success on a
weapon. Okay. All right, so you get plus 10 to your stealth, Lim.
Okay, let's not.
And this is going to be opposed, obviously.
Woo! I got a 46 under 50.
Okay.
And then a plus 10 makes it a 56?
No, it's plus 10 to what your score is. So it'd be, you got 40 something out of 60.
So you got two success levels.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at them.
Whenever you get a bonus, you add it to the score that you're rolling because that gives you a higher ceiling to roll under.
Ah, mm-hmm. I see.
Citizens, here we go. Oh, they are dregs. They're just regular people. Awareness, a 40, and they got a 39. So they have a lower success level. So, yeah, you are able to, like, basically, you sneak ahead. Look, make sure that then make sure the path is clear, and then sort of like gesture for one of them one at a time to come up to you. And you know, you have to double back sometimes because there's some mutants scavenging or conversing with each other or, you know, congregating in some area. So you have to, it's a very circuitous and long path, but it's basically just weaving around this incredibly massive underground tunnel network while avoiding these mutant scavengers, this clan of mutants that is just going about. Yeah, they just, it's clear that they just live here and they're so far down. They have been living off these old supplies left over from centuries ago, and just, you know, rats and other things, and just whatever. Occasionally they might go up to the surface to loot, but that's about it. They don't want to risk discovery. And yeah, they're just living here. They just, you know, just trying to ride the war out. But they, yeah, you totally avoid them.
First of all, Lim is once again definitely not like a legally distinct TM Hobbit or Bilbo the Thief, but does throw a few longing glances towards the incredibly questionable foods made from like lost supplies, as it does also again remind her of home and what they would eat in the deepest part of the Underhive with anything that fell through the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Well, like one of them's like putting on a little show. Look, I found this ration. It's over 200 years old. Oh, nice. Look at that. It's pristine. It's intact. I'm going to open it up.
God damn it, Ross.
Oh, you can smell the stimulants in here. It's really good. Yeah, so that's their entertainment, is opening really good, well-conditioned rations.
Let's out into a platter.
Yeah, let's get into a platter.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
What the children do is they open the not well-preserved old rations, and you have to smell it. That is the game the youths play.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long can you sniff the bad rations? Yeah. And they lick the mold, the algae growing on the pipes. Yeah, it's a simple life, a noble existence as a tunnel mutant. So you manage to avoid the being detected by the mutants, because again, they're just, you know, living. They're just living their best lives, and they're in the tunnels. But you start going closer to the surface. You get away from their territory, and you realize you're getting close to the other side. You must be past no man, or you can feel the rumble more than even hear it of the artillery overhead. So you think you're pretty sure you're under no man's land. You're getting close to House Vandergaard's fortress or past the walls. So here's the tricky part. Like, when do you come up? Because there's numerous access points leading to the surface, but obviously you want to make sure you're past those walls before you get to the surface. Because
I have a skill for this, maybe.
Okay.
Because it's a little sideways. Intuition.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Checking the vibe.
I'll give you plus 10 for this. This is, right. Yeah, not too hard.
Right. We got 49 out. 52. Yeah, the bonus made it.
Yeah, you think you've gotten enough. You've gotten far enough that you're past the walls. So now you can put on your uniforms. House Vandergaard uniforms and blend in. So there is basically you have the best feeling about this. Basically, like, it's a ladder leading up to, like, a sewer kind of, like, manhole. So, who's going up first?
Before we go up, mm-hmm. I feel like it's important to remind everyone that our target is possibly has... Do we know for sure that Nova has divination psychic abilities, or is that just something that we had, like, guessed from the info?
Guessed.
Okay. That it's possible that Nova has some amount of psychic-derived divination abilities, so we need to be extra cautious for, even if we blend in extremely well, it may not be enough. Also, we don't know whether limbs or would affect that, so it might be best for all of us to stay close to Lim. Hera looks a little bit awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Just
in case. What was that again? Disadvantage on everything as long as you're close?
Yeah.
Definitely for psychic things. So, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure if I'm, like, right next to Lim, I straight up can't use psychic shit.
No, you like can. That. You can't you can't target Lim with them, but you can. I actually looked this up earlier today because I want to make sure.
If we're disguised, that's really that's the primary way.
Yeah, Lim automatically wins opposed tests against to resist psychic powers. Cannot be detected through science.
It's subskill of awareness.
Let's see here. Make disadvantage. Fellowship tests are made with disadvantage. Tests made to manifest a psychic power that targets your zone and an individual in your zone or made within short range of you suffers from disadvantage. So those are the main things. So, yeah. So, yeah, who's going up first?
I guess I will.
All right. So you open up the...
For that, since everybody has now crowded close to me, much to my confusion, I do add, if you think you're going to throw up, just... It's about 4 steps back. I don't like it when people vomit on me.
So, Kurt, you climb the ladder, you push open the manhole, and you look out, peek your head up, and you realize you are in a courtyard. This is a very large, sprawling fortress, and there are drainage grates all around you. This is sort of it's actually like a courtyard, but it's like kind of more like a shallow trench. This must be where they, you know, when it rains, this is where all the runoff goes. They have drainage ditches leading into it. And so,
gutter.
Yeah. Well, it's like a big, like, rectangular pit instead of like a gutter. So so there are numerous squat, you know, smaller buildings near you. There's a larger, more impressive central fortress up at, you know, that you can see. You can hear artillery all around you. You don't see many artillery craters around here, so it doesn't seem like the house packs of artillery can range into this area, or maybe they just don't target this because it's a fucking drainage area, right? It's not very important. So you do see a couple of guys patrolling off in the distance. There is the closest building to you is like a small, looks like a utility building of some kind. There's a door just maybe 100 feet away, or you could just go. Yeah, but that's what you see immediately around you. Like, what do you do?
I will, you know, we'll get everybody up and then we'll head towards the utility shed.
Okay. It is locked.
Do we still have the multi-tool?
Yep.
Rabbit, if you'd be so kind.
Absolutely. That's dexterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dex or tech? Your tech is like 50, right?
Oh yeah, my tech is 54.
Yeah.
Which would be ideal because I rolled a 53.
Ooh. Oh, that's good enough. You unlock the door, you jump inside, and you see a trooper smoking, I forgot what they call cigarettes in the
low setting. Sticks.
Low sticks.
L-H-O.
Yeah. Yeah, a trooper smoking a low stick. A las gun, you know, shouldered. I'm just kind of like, hey.
Hi. How's it going?
On break. Not much going on.
Do you have a good source for low sticks around here?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you got some?
Afraid.
I'm on my last pack, buddy.
It's a shame. Let's see.
Does he have a name tag?
Yeah, he does. He is Corporal.
Yeah, generate me a name, Ross.
It's Trooper Fang.
Oh.
Ishmael Fang. Hey, just call me Ishmael.
Fuck.
It's literally what it rolled up, though, is Ishmael
Fang. That's a good name.
It's a fucking cool-ass name.
That's sick.
All right, well.
What's your assignment there, Trooper?
Oh, we actually...
You're the sergeant. Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, sorry, sergeant.
Yeah.
Don't recognize you.
We just rotated in.
How'd you rotate in? I thought we were cut off.
They managed to find a couple of lines underground. They're trying to get some people in and out.
Yeah, tunnels, huh? I guess they... Last I heard, the brass didn't want to risk using the tunnels like that because they're afraid they'd be discovered. We get flooded with the those fuckers.
This is real hush-hush, you know what I mean?
All right.
So, are we all crowded in this little room right now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't describe the room. So, basically, you open up the door and it's like a janitor's storage room. It's like a 10 by 10 room, and there's shelving on both sides, and you can see cleaning chemicals and like maintenance products. It's stuff to maintain the drainage ditch, and the it's clearly like meant to, like, you basically came up through their like sewers, and like this is the shit they use to fix it. And this guy is clearly just taking a break. He's just malingering, right? He's just hiding out from some duty, and didn't think anybody would catch him down here in the supply room. So, but it's like the bottom floor. You can see stairs leading up past him, and he's just smoking. His expression does not change.
Yeah. The limb who is, may need to remind everyone, like 5'1", if even like realizes that this might be a problem, and for once is actually clever and says, I am considered a tunnel expert. I was especially selected as a test run for the mission.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. I'm glad. Sounds pretty good.
I did not.
Trooper Ishmael Fang does not give a shit.
I did not. Nah, want
he's not paid enough to care.
Yeah.
I did not want to jump with the parachute.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Parachuting. That sounds pretty fucking risky. Let's see here. Whoa. Yeah. You can, all of you can roll rapport if you want.
I am not good with that.
All right, you don't have to. You can just keep to yourself. But yeah, Kurt, you're definitely rolling rapport.
It'd be fucking funny though.
Oh.
I got a 17/38.
All right.
Wait, if I'm in this room too, does...
You make tests with disadvantage. I don't think that applies to everybody else. He clearly doesn't. Yeah.
I think she's asking about him feeling unsettled by her presence.
Yeah, Kurt, yeah. So you make your test. You realize Fang is definitely... really puzzled, like, by Lim. Like, Lim is definitely like, what the fuck? But you also realize they've been in a siege for a while now, probably a couple months, if not more. He is concerned with surviving. And if you're not there to kill him, then he probably doesn't really give a shit. So he is, yeah, it's awkward, you know? Yeah.
All right. So. You three, get started. I'm going to talk to Fang here, and then we'll be right behind you.
I nod and leave the room. Very not wanting to do this, but reaching out and tugging Lim after me, because I'm not 100% sure she'll get the message.
All right.
I'm going to produce a pack of low sticks and be like, look, this is all real hush-hush. Keep this under your hat, all right? And I'll give him the pack.
All right. Yeah, no. Oh my god. He sniffs them. These are fresh. Damn. All right.
Good. And then I'll leave.
All right. He just keeps smoking as far as you walk out. So at this point, a rabbit. You know that Nova is an advisor to the officers here. So you could probably roll lore or logic to be like, if I was an advisor secretly profiteering from the officers here, to prolong the war instead of helping win of it, where would I be?
I am going to use a fate point to flip it. So it is a 57 under 64.
Okay. So you look at some signage nearby and you realize there's a special operations area that is indicated by the signage, which is not a standard like designation for a fortress like this. So that stands out like a sore thumb to someone who is versed in this military shit as you are. And that is in the central building, the headquarters. So that is, you know where to go. The problem is now, you know, that's obviously going to be the most heavily guarded facility in this entire fortress. So you could either try and talk your way in, or you could, well, get creative. What do you want to do? But you know where to go now. You know, like, you're very confident she would be there.
Okay. Well, we are one for creative solutions, it seems, and not so much for talking. So I feel like trying to find a creative solution might be best, unless somebody decides that the direct option may be the best.
I am very good at talking.
To who?
I'm leery to make extensive use of my abilities before we get closer to target, so I'm afraid I will not be as much help. Although, I would say it might be worthwhile to see if we could garner enough information to figure out how a rabbit may forge some orders that would smooth the transition into the more secure areas. Because it seems that, you know, military wheels are often greased with the right words on paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you're in sort of an outer area, lower security, and, you know, the alarm has not been raised. So your uniforms, you don't have to make any checks to just kind of walk around the common areas. So if you want to get some intel that would help you forge documents, you have your auto quill, so you can forge a document. You just need sort of like an idea of what... Yeah, you need context. So that would be like a stealth and awareness check to eavesdrop on an officer, or stealth and dexterity to steal some documents, or cause a distraction so someone else can do it. Yeah.
I do also have a data slate.
In that case, if you can get access to a cogitator and you can plug it in and get the information. So the cogitator, there are cogitators, they are all used or active or guarded, so you'd still need to do something to get in. So yeah, you're right now, you leave the utility building, there's an underground little walkway that leads you into a larger, not the headquarters, but like a barracks or main section of the base, where there's workshops, there's a medic bay, there are troopers cleaning, maintaining their equipment, or going out on patrolling the walls, or there's just active shit. And you know, the best way to blend in is to act like you belong there. You all act like that. So, but in order to get the intel you need to do something. So you can sort of ask me questions about what kind of things are there, but yeah.
Yeah, I could try to pull information out of someone's mind, but I really don't want to do too much psychic shit.
You could get far enough away from Lynn that you wouldn't be at disadvantage.
No. Yeah, I don't mean because of the disadvantage. I mean, because we don't know how well they may be able to sense me doing shit at a distance is more.
That's true. They undoubtedly have at least a couple psychers here. They have at least one to communicate with HQ securely, right? Like a telepath, an astropath kind of person. Probably not actual astro, but yeah.
So my stealth is pretty good, and so is my dexterity. So is it just the tech pad, does it just need to be like plugged in, or do you need to like monitor it while it's plugged in?
Rabbit, give me a tech use check.
88.
Okay, well,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you set your thing to factory reset it. Your data slate, you can no longer use the data slate for this mission. You'll have to spend hours to fix it. Yep. So that option is gone.
Cool. Cool. Love that for us.
So we're going to have to steal orders off of someone? Is that like kind of what's left?
Or eavesdrop.
Rabbit still has the auto quill. It's just the data slate that is bricked.
Yeah, you could have just plugged it into the machine and, you know, hidden it into a corner and waited for it to, you know, hack data from it. which would have been safer. Yeah, but yeah, you have to get something from a person.
I mean, I can go and eavesdrop on someone.
Okay.
And possibly try to steal something. Is there anybody that looks? Well, you guys are gonna have to. Is there anyone else promising?
Oh yeah, like it's very obvious to all of you. All of these people have been in the siege way too long. Like they've been here for months, getting shelled and attacked, and they're constantly on guard. And they're just exhausted. Everyone's got a glazed look on their face. No one's getting much sleep. You know, they've all seen a lot of horrible shit. It's just, yeah, like everyone's at their limit. No one, and you know, everyone's like tired enough that their inhibitions are lowered. So they're just talking casually about like military plans and shit like that. So if you're just lingering near them, but you know, casually, you'll be able to like eavesdrop on them.
Linger casual.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm imagining that Lem is like, what do we need to do? And Rabbit pulls out like the slate and is like, what we need to do is, and then it just like goes on fire and she looks at it, puts it back in her robe and is like, find someone to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know the kind of forms you need to fill out. You just literally need like officer names to like fill in the sections. Like, you know, who's the officer of the watch and who's, you know, the major, who's the person in this position and stuff like that. You need, you know, so yeah, you can tell Lim to listen for those names and then get them. So yeah, Lim, give me stealth first.
Well, let's see how this goes, guys. This
will be without a bonus or a penalty. It's just
49 under 50 for stealth.
All right. You're just, yeah. How do you position yourself to eavesdrop on two officers talking without being detected? Like, are you just pretending to fix something or leaning against a pillar of the building on the other and listening on the other side or smoking some low sticks yourself?
Yeah, actually, Lim has, I didn't have any to begin with, I don't think, but has probably stolen somebody else's very precious stash, just like one of them, mm-hmm. off of them.
Just somehow.
To like casually, like, you know, crouch on the ground and just smoke them, smoke mm-hmm. and stare into the middle distance.
Wait, are you crouch for smoking like you're in like East Asia?
Yeah, like it's Vietnam.
Just pull squat, squat yeah. and smoke.
Oddly, Lim's somewhat detached
mm-hmm.
personality makes, you know, she just has that naturally built-in 1,000-yard stare, so no one thinks it's particularly odd that a very haunted, small-looking person is smoking them because she got them.
Okay. And then give me an awareness check.
God.
Gotta hear those names.
22 under 45.
Ooh. All right, Rabbit, you don't need to make a check. You get all the information you need and then some.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So you get messages that you need to deliver that your new security detail to guard the security special operations room. You need to go inside and guard it. And yeah, so all of you have the paperwork. So Kurt's the sergeant, right? Like he's the one who has to hand it to the guards because you're technically in charge. So when you get to the entrance of the headquarters, the guards there are stormtroopers. They have they have heavier body armor. They have hellshot laser guns, the armored penetrating.
Yeah, hotshot.
That's it. Yeah. So they, you know, full masks. It's kind of like Jinro if you've seen that movie. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can't see their faces, but they look at your paperwork. They let you in. And you can see, despite the war, the headquarters is intact. It's they've got a lot of wealth on this planet. They like the officers like to show it off. They got, you know, the banners of House Vanguard up on the, you know, lining up along, hanging from the ceiling. They have, you know, holographic display showing the current progression of the battlefield. So any officer can see, you know, where how the fortress is doing, what's going on. And you head off to the special operations room, which is very well marked and signed. And you can also see symbols. Everyone give me a lore check.
Yeah. 56 under 64.
Okay.
Yeah. 52 under 34. Can't read.
I just recognize shit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. With a crit, you see symbols indicating the Emperor's Tarot. So you realize that the Nova has ensconced herself as a fortune teller using the Emperor's Tarot as a means of divination. And she's obviously doing well enough that they gave her her own special room. And orders for no one, and there's no one guarding this hallway outside of this room. Like, she wants to be alone, it seems like. So, but it is basically like, this is more like a castle than like a military fortress. It's very old. I mean, it's got metal and, you know, heavy armor on the exterior, but the interior is stonework. So think of like a big castle hallway leading up to a big, thick wooden door. And that's the special operations room. So the door is closed. What are you doing?
I mean, let's listen at the door.
Okay. You give me awareness, negative 20. It's through a thick door.
Might as well try. Worst thing can happen is I don't hear shit. Wow. Natural one.
Jesus.
What the fuck? What is with us today?
All okay, right. These are the dice that you gave me, Thad. And yeah. I think that you are, Thaddeus, you're my lucky charm.
Oh.
Oh.
So, yeah, there is, you can smell, or you can hear, well, I mean, awareness is, you know, you can also smell incense coming from inside the room. There's just, with a critical success, you can hear it. Or smell it, and yeah, God, with the one, yeah, you can hear someone calmly breathing on the other side somehow.
Not to be weird, but can I tell what gender they are?
No.
Sometimes you can by someone breathing. Just saying.
Well, you're through a thick wooden door, and it's not like, and it's a rather neutral sounding breathing, so very measured. So.
Probably someone meditating as opposed to someone meditating or sleeping.
It does not sound like sleeping. I will say that. Yeah.
And I only hear one person.
You only hear one. What are you going to do?
All right. I'm going to have Lim in front of me, but I'm going to like try and push the door open and have our null like.
Oh, it pulls into the hallway. So yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, before I do that.
Hmm.
I want to check around the perimeter of the door. Are there any, like, contacts? Like, hacks?
No.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's, I'd say, we open it, we get Lim.
Okay, well, okay, so you're opening it, but, like, you're standing, you're using Lim as a human shield, is that it?
Basically. A little bit, yeah.
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 Okay, I just wanted to get the picture. Yeah.
Lim with the big, gooey, liquid brown eyes blinking at you.
Okay.
Shit I've seen.
I them as gooey. I don't... That was like...
They're very wet. They're very moist. Oh,
well, that's how I describe my cat when she looks at me when she's hungry and her eyes get as big and wide and wet as possible with her grief over starving to death since the last time I fed her a few hours ago.
No. All right, so this will be another awareness check for Lim and just Kurt. Kurt, you will be negative 10 because you're behind Lim.
I'm going to use my last fate point to reroll that.
Okay.
No, that's still a 56 out of 40.
I okay. rolled a 66. Can I use a fate point?
You
can reroll, let me look. Please.
We'll find out. Oh, let's see. I think it's 220. It's 220. Here we go. Spending fate. Reroll a failed test. You can do that. So you don't get... Yeah, you can reroll it.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that. Shit. Okay. So I got 54. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
It's for awareness, right? That's 41. Mm-hmm. So 54 and 45 are both bad.
Yeah, you have no bonus or penalty to this. This is a straight up roll because it is imposed. There we go.
Can I spend another fate point?
If you want to burn through all of those when we aren't done with this session yet.
I got one back, so that would leave me at exactly one. I am worried I'm going to die.
Well, if you die, you die. It's fine.
This is true. All right. I would actually rather.
When you spend fate, you can reroll a failed test. Doesn't say anything about not. Yeah, you can spend it again. Yeah, you can keep. As long as you have fate points, you can keep reroll failed tests. It doesn't say you can only. Yeah.
All right. So to the studio audience, do I roll again or.
This is not, I would tell you if this was going to be like a burn thing, like I did with that. I would.
This is just an awareness test. It is not like.
Oh, you know what? I'll take a failure as long as it's not a critical failure. Let's put it that way. I'll do it. I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm. So Nova does spend a fate point and gets a 38. So she succeeds on her stealth check. And now she is going to make. So you step in first and neither of you see hiding, standing right by the door, waiting for the first person to come through. You can see she's surprised to see you, Lim, but not. She's already moving. She's going for your throat with something metal, and she gets an 8, and you were surprised. You can't roll to dodge it. Something latches around your throat, a metal collar, and there is a resounding click, and yeah, she says, "Don't shoot! Don't shoot! I know you were coming, Kurt." Well, wait, oh, there you are.
There you are.
Who the fuck is that? She backs up a little bit, and so the three of you can see that there is a metal collar around Lim's neck, and this metal collar has a red blinking light on it. And
is it I'm assuming it's just a bomb. It's not affecting Lim's like fuckery that I can.
Lim's weird little unpleasantness is still present, and in fact, all of you can see very clearly that Nova is realizing like. There's this look of confusion and then disgust as she backs away from Lim. And you can see the rest of the room is like a fortune teller's room. Like there's tapestries hung up. There's a table with a literal crystal ball and the Emperor's tarot deck spread out on the table and an incense burning in a corner from an incense burner and very little else. And she backs up and looks at the four of you. There were supposed to be three of you. Why did... Mm. Oh. Yeah. You! She looks at you, Lim, very angrily. You. Well, I suppose we should talk. Why don't you come in and close the door so we are not overheard?
All right.
So you come in the room and close the door. It's like... I saw that you were coming, and I also saw that this siege is not going to go well for the occupants of this fortress. I don't know why you want me. All I know is that you're here to capture me and not kill me, and that you're not with the Inquisition.
Hmm. Correct on all counts.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to escort me out of this fortress. I will accompany you. And far away from this entire sector, House Vandergaard will not be happy with me. I think my employment is at an end. And, well, I can see now why my scrying and my divinations were flawed.
Well, that's bully for all of us. We need you to come with us. So why don't we get this off of our friend's neck here?
Oh, no. She can wear a scarf around her neck. And
I'm afraid that this is non-negotiable. She is the thing that is preventing us from having to use force.
Well, she is the thing that is also... I why do you even want me? You're not the Inquisition. If you were House Vandergaard, if you were aware of what I'd stolen from them, you would have just killed me already. Why do you even want me?
Because we were told to. And beyond that...
You don't know why?
Is not your business.
I've led a very busy life. But surely we can come to some kind of agreement.
Oh, certainly we can come to an agreement if you release the collar.
Well, that's where you and I are going to have to disagree. What once I release that collar, what's to keep you from drugging me and torturing me or killing me later? Or Emperor knows what else.
Indeed.
Did you see that that's a thing that we would do to you in your divinations?
I didn't see. That's the problem. I usually know what people want to do.
It appears that Nova's abilities are incapable of understanding what the future holds when it considers our quiet friend.
Yes. What about you? Are you more sensible? She's looking at you, Kurt.
Oh, sorry.
Look, we need you. We need you alive. Preferably all in one piece.
In one piece? That's interesting.
How could...
I find that keeping people intact makes them at least a little bit more amenable to some questions.
Questions? You want me...
You have some information that we need, and we can't exactly go rooting around in that special little brain of yours. So... But you want out of here. Here's your chance.
Does this have anything to do with Indius? Does that name mean anything to you?
Perhaps.
Oh, come on.
Ooh. You and your two other friends are going to have a little sit down.
Oh, you see this, she goes over to her cards. Yes. She starts shuffling them. Wait, what? Just one. And this, obviously, I'm not even going to try to use my talents because of her. But
true, you could try.
Oh, I could. But a true prophecy. There are many people who do not have the psychic gift who are true diviners. I think I would be a diviner one way or the other. So she starts shuffling hers and she starts putting them out. Says, yes. I did once have an augury. I saw my future and I knew I would find out what Indius had put in my head. I would reap a great reward for he never told me what was in my head. I only had bits and fragments, and none of it makes sense. And only
so
if,
you don't know.
No, he instead of like me getting a third. Imagine the secret's a book. It would be easy to cut into three sections, and so that 1% the beginning, 1% the middle, 1% the end. No, what Indius did is he cut out every third word and gave it to me, and then shuffled them around in random order. Only when we're together, something's supposed to happen that it all assembles itself. He was very talented and very mad, but I'll help you. Perhaps whoever your employer is, maybe the secret is worth more to us than it is to whoever your patron is. They're, I'm sure, very far away. But come, yes, here. Here's a scarf.
Okay, two questions. One in character, one out of character. What's what penalty am I at for doing psychic bullshit while near Lim?
Disadvantage.
Okay, yeah. Regular disadvantage. All right.
Yep.
Mathematically, that's not terrible. And then Lim, how comfortable are you with extraordinary risk?
Are you asking this in character?
Yeah, I'm asking Lim this.
Don't answer that.
Yes.
God damn. No.
Compel. Open the collar.
Okay. All right.
182 is compel. It is... Oh, I was just there. God damn it. Sorry, I was doing the math on how stupid this is, and I like my odds. Okay, target must make a plus 20 discipline psychic test, which I'm assuming they also make at disadvantage. So...
Resisting a psychic power is not the same as actually activating the psychic power.
Yeah, they use... target must make a routine plus 20 discipline psychic test opposing my manifest. So I'm assuming both of us are at disadvantage for what we're doing.
Test to made to manifest a psychic power.
Oh, all right. Well,
so you get disadvantage. She does not.
All right. Well,
because no she's reward. Resisting. Yeah.
21.
Blackjack.
All right.
Let's see. Plus 20 would be 78.
Looking up her.
6 plus 1, so I would have 7 success levels.
7 success levels, all right. All right, so she is going to use... Her will is 50. It's a plus 20?
Discipline plus 1.
Okay. She gets a 16. And, yeah. Let's see here. So she gets a plus 5 success levels, I believe, as well. Oh, yeah, you got the thing, yeah. Because, it would be 6, because it's 70 minus 6, or 16, so 6. 7 minus 1, 6.
Yeah.
So six. A six successful. So how many successful levels did you get?
Mine was 8 minus 2 plus 1. So 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she does so. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. All right. She is going to the bomb collar clicks and unlocks, and she is going to, what is she going to, she can't use that. And she is, well, going to try and blast you because she's a cornered rat now. And
that's fine. I'm sacrificable. Lim is not.
However, even though she has disadvantage on it, she did roll a 44 under 60. So that is going to be, let's see, ignores armor, warp rating 2, medium range. All right, so that's going to be 7 plus 2, 9 damage with ignoring armor. Let's see here. Well, actually, no, I mean, she wouldn't have the time to do that yet because that would be her action. So yeah, that was her action was to unlock the bomb. So yep. She doesn't have an action yet. So yeah, a limb, the bomb collar drops off you. What do you want to do?
Yeah, burn her action.
Yeah.
I have a choke grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just use it?
Yeah, it's going to hit everybody in the room.
Yeah, that'll hit all of us.
Yeah, but there's four of you. At least one of you will probably make the check.
You don't know that.
That's true. You don't.
I mean, what? It only lasts for so long, right?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Let me look up choke grenade real quick.
Choke grenades, the train man had. Yeah, I actually looked this up. The bounty hunter had one. Basically, everyone has to make a hard negative 20 fortitude endurance check or be stunned for 3 rounds. Now, you are in an out of the way room with the door closed during a war in a war zone, so probably no one's going to hear it. Yeah.
Oh.
Fortitude.
I'll bring that up later.
So, yeah. If at least one of you makes it and she doesn't, you can put the bomb collar on her and get the detonator.
I know it can be metagaming a little bit, but mm-hmm. Do we want to go for a body tackle or do we want to do the incredibly funny choke grenade?
It's your choice. You don't have time to add. Yeah, no. You don't have time.
No metagaming, Kara. It's your choice. Yeah,
it's your choice, Kara.
I think I will be. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So my fortitude is 42.
So we had negative 20, so you'd have a 22% chance.
But my dexterity is at 45.
Dexterity would not come into it at all.
Oh, no, it would, because my other option is just to...
If you're wanting to tackle, that would be melee.
Not yeah, it's defense. Melee, it's dexterity, yeah.
Melee?
Mm-hmm.
My melee is 33.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually that good in hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Sometimes you gotta roll the dice.
Yeah.
I do not want to fuck over everyone else in the room.
Okay.
So I only get one action, right?
Yeah. This is your immediate reaction to having the bomb collar fall off your neck.
Okay, I'm gonna ask one last thing. I catch it? Can I try to catch it and put it on her?
That would be the melee check.
That'll be melee,
yeah.
Not Dex, because I never get what I want.
Dex is pickpocketing and picking locks. It's not fighting. Yeah.
What if I throw it? I catch it and I throw it. Essentially, the idea.
That's athletics, and it's also like it's not gonna like snap onto her neck. You have to.
No, it's not gonna slap onto her neck. But essentially, the idea is like I catch it and I throw it away from everyone. Essentially, I'm trying to.
You're
take
in a small
it.
Room. It's you don't know how powerful that
nothing
is.
Works.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Me.
You know, you could try. Like you could try the melee thing. Like the worst thing is you miss and you're standing in front of her. Like she
yeah,
already
fuck
acted.
It.
Yeah.
I am standing in front of her, but I will also be even closer to her in anything she tries to do. These sure. Dice have failed me and no longer get to be part of the crowd.
Okay.
I will so try you guys. Serve me well.
So are you trying to put the bomb collar on you or are you just tackling her?
I'm actually just going to go with the tackle because okay, I have a fairly confident feeling. So the bomb collar falls to the floor. I do mm-hmm. a full body tackle because I'm pretty sure if I can get my hands on her, she will projectile vomit.
Sure.
So if I get this melee, she's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I got a 25
See?
Under 33.
Yeah. And she acted. She can't dodge. She can't resist you right now. So you tackle her to the ground. You've pinned her. So, Rabbit, what do you want to do?
Oh gosh. As the other not good at physical things, can I lunge for the bomb collar that is sure. now okay, yeah. great.
You pick it up. If you want to get it on her, that would be melee. That would be it would be
that
melee
like
with
a
plus 20
job, if I've ever heard
one. Oh yeah, you can hand it off to Kurt and
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do.
Kurt, give me melee with plus 20 bonus. And you Hell can put yeah. You can put the bomb collar on her.
To be clear, I'm not holding her down with physical strength. I just have like my hands on both sides of her face.
Yeah.
Did you get it? 2968.
All right, yeah. Well, she's got the bomb collar now. You get the rest the detonator from her. So you've captured Nova. She's very, very angry.
I would be too.
Could have just yeah. done this easy.
Well, you know, she
asked you nicely.
Well, you know, she has her schemes and she doesn't like not having leverage over people.
You know so. What I have now, though?
Yeah.
A set of Emperor's Tarot cards.
You do. So, yeah, you can take her with you and, you know, she can't really call for help because you can just explain
actually,
she's a con artist. Yeah.
I know what the Harrow does after yeah. picking up the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up that scarf that she offered and just wrapping it around.
Yeah. So no one questions you as you march her out and you go the same path. You see Trooper Fang there still smoking. He kind of like looks at all of you. It's like, all right.
I almost want to ask him, you want to get out of here?
Do you?
Yeah, I'll ask him. You want to get out of here?
You know what? Yeah, they got fresh sticks. I'm tired of smoking the stale ones. Yeah.
All right.
You have a buddy now.
Welcome to the guard now, son.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So
you bring him home, you have to take care of him, Kurt.
Yeah, don't forget to feed him. Yeah. So get it, make sure he gets all his shots. Yeah.
Walkies.
Smokes a pack a day.
Yeah.
Keep him happy.
So basically the officer Scrapkin is so incredibly happy. When you get back, that he doesn't even pay attention to Nova. And he's like, yeah, sure, go. Yeah, no, whatever. Oh, you're bounty hunters. That makes sense. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a train going back. Just get out of here. So don't tell anybody so I can take all the glory. I won't, your payment is I'm not going to tell and have you shot.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
We got what we came for.
So, but yeah, he starts mustering like companies based on this. He's staking his life on it. He's going to be leading the charge into the fortress.
We didn't tell him about the mutants.
You didn't? No.
No, he didn't. Just like, you just go this way.
Yeah. So, yeah, the mutants wait until... So, yeah, as you leave the train is pulling out, and you just get out when you hear the explosions. As the House Paxo attacked the fortress, the mutants moved into the warehouses and started blowing up the entrances into the tunnels. So they could be left the fuck alone. and it turns into a massive clusterfuck. The attack is on. The fortress is compromised, but everyone leading the underground tunnel assault is killed because they were cut off from their own forces. And the fortress falls. It's just by the time you get back to Damnedon and makes all the Vox networks, is that it is a horrific battle. The siege is over and, you know... Is it 40% casualties, 80% casualties? It's a big number, but that doesn't matter. You got your purse. You got your target. Nova is quickly deposited into the jail that you have. And yeah, she's quite helpless. Yeah.
I'm really glad she had that bomb collar because I had no idea how we were getting her ass out of there.
Yeah, well, she was going to come with you willingly, but, you know, yeah, you win big damn heroes. You know.
My plan was actually going to be to literally sit on her.
Yeah, if any of you had failed, you would have had to burn a fate point to keep that bomb collar from fucking vaporizing.
Well, Lim. Look, yeah. I asked Lim if she was comfortable with extreme risk.
Yeah. Oh, look, she rolled a crit on her resistance check. All right, bye. So, but yeah, let's see here. Before we go, you have two remaining targets. One is... Gideon, working in the agricultural sector, and one is Shorit in the mountains in a mining town.
Farms or mountains?
Farms or mountains? Yeah.
So are the mountains more tunnels?
Well, there are mines in the mountains, but they are very high up, and you're going to be at the base of the mountains in a town. Sorry, Kurt.
I was just going to say, I would do Gideon in the farm sector, and then we do the one that's independent. So we do both houses, and then the independent one.
That has a certain kind
of... That's how my brain works, but...
has a certain kind of parallel structure that seems attractive.
Okay. All right, so you start looking in the agricultural sector. You realize the trains do not go anywhere near where you want to be because he's out in a very distant farmland. You can't take the trains, but then you'd have to either way, you're either going to be walking, flying, or driving a truck to the town where Gideon is posted up in. And he is working for House Paxo. For something. You're not sure exactly what he's doing for House Paxo. But you do find out that there is a call for medics to go to that particular town because they need to go check for signs of plague. So you can go undercover.
You're skilled in the medical ways, yes?
Yeah. You can be truck drivers. You could either steal or hire on as truck drivers. And yeah.
You played a truck driver in Big Trouble in Little China, didn't you?
Yes.
You can think about it. You don't have to decide right now, but that is sort of the direction of how you're going to get there, and then you're going to have to figure out how the fuck to get Gideon out. So, yeah.
Check is in the mail.
All right. So, you got your first of three targets. Good job. So, yeah, questions, comments, suggestions, anything before we go? I hope everyone had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't die on that train.
Yeah.
I'm pretty glad you didn't die either. Yeah.
Yeah, that train went surprisingly smooth, all things considered.
I mean, you had a good plan and you made a lot of good successful skill checks, you know.
And I traded a fate point for not just not dying, but also getting rid of Kurt's stalker. So, you know.
Yeah, so originally I decided the bounty hunter knew you were going to go on the train and thought, well, Kurt's a soldier. He's going to try and go in the explosives car and steal explosives. And so I'll just wait for him there. And then basically say, if you fire your weapon, you're going to blow us both up and then capture him like that. But yeah, when he saw the invisible crate floating, he's like, he made his logic check. He's like, oh, that's a psyker. And that psyker's got to be one of Kurt's friends. So in hindsight, he shouldn't have talked to you. He should have just thrown the grenade. But yeah, it could have gone very badly, but you did it. So we'll have to ramp things up a little more next time. But yeah, any thoughts?
I thought it was really, really great. Always love a good train hop. It does make me a little sad that Rabbit is brainy and not athletic or sneaky, but that's okay because, you know, Rabbit can't do it all and she does plenty, like helping Kurt when he gets poisoned. So, you know.
Well, yeah. You definitely, I mean, like you were the one to help figure out how to get through, navigate through all that stuff, especially in the middle, in the warehouses and.
You have built genuinely one of the most useful, like the absolutely necessary character that we can't let die. And it's I have nothing but the most empathy in the world for being like, I built the most useful character, but not in combat. Like, god damn.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you know, I'm just a psychic weirdo. I die and whatever. If Kurt dies, we have Fang now, so it's fine.
I'm like not backup.
Yeah,
I'm not like I'm useful, but I'm not necessary. But the person
well,
who's
you actually
like, hey.
Are like you and Rabbit are the most necessary ones because you're the reason that psychers are less horrible to deal with.
Yeah, she couldn't see you in her.
Yeah, that's why I would say Kurt and I are the most replaceable.
So we'll also deal with some character advancement stuff because you're overdue for that. So you'll be able to improve some of your shit. We'll do that off mic. But yeah. Cool. Well, thank you all so much for listening. And again, we'll have links in the show notes to Noah's and V's podcasts and so on and so forth. And we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Stop the recording. Stop.